Oh, you are mocking my fart?
Oh, trick or treat, yeah.
F you! I'm here farting for your listening pleasure.
Now, listen, I want to remind you, you're just a few days back after your illness. Don't try too hard. I don't want to get a gurney.
I am straining my sphincter for you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
They beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down.
Maryland, hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes, Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What?
Oh. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the spot. Some of you know him as Clark Kent. I know him as Superman. Ladies and gentlemen, Philip, Rob John, Hawk Bang.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Why?
We both agree.
We finally figured out that you're the two guys who were secretly sewing up his pillow and sewing it back shut.
Oh, gotcha.
But he did figure it out. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Speedo and all the ships at sea. Hey, yesterday's program proved it. It's the number one show for both serial killers and serial eaters. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Boo Berry. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One. Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on Wednesday, Thursday, October 19th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. That's your hotline to the hits. What else can we say except...
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world. Hey, why don't you come on in, everybody?
Won't you come on in?
World of Speedos and Porno.
Miracles.
Oh, it's going to be a three-ring circus in here today. Lots of 40-ounce beers. Talk of the Subway series with the mother bucker, Joe Buck.
Step into my heart.
And I believe I got a good fart for you tonight.
Leave your cares behind.
I'll look forward to it. It'll be your official first one back.
Welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world. Of course, built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Okay, Bill, is it? Hello.
I got that last lyric.
Hello. Nice.
Bill's will. You and mine.
Before we start the show today, we've started the show.
The show is beginning.
The show is on the air. This is not a test. This is not a promo. This is the actual show.
Yeah, we're here now in control, gentlemen.
About our ratings that we announced yesterday.
Yes.
You know, the number one ratings we had in D.C.? Did you read the Post today?
Yeah, I read the Post today.
Okay, now listen. The guy in the Post, as predicted on this show yesterday, did not go
with us as the headline.
No, he buried us.
Mm-hmm. We're not even until the second half of the story.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing of all in my mind is the fact that we called this wuss, Frank Ahearns, and talked to him for 15 minutes on the air yesterday, where it was us talking to him on the phone until finally he agreed to come on and say, this is Frank Ahearns of the Washington Post, that he hung up.
That's right.
The quote that he writes in the newspaper cracked me up. Just showed you what a wuss this guy
is. Oh, he's
is.
A total wuss. He totally wimped out.
So he's going through all of the other stations, and then it says, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on Guy Talk WJFK scored the top-rated afternoon show among all listeners, which they crowed about. We should be your lead, Geronimo told a reporter.
A reporter.
On air yesterday.
Yeah, he can't say, told me.
Right.
A reporter. So
a reporter.
He's lying to you.
Yes.
Really?
Essentially.
I mean, he could make a technical argument that he's not lying, but in fact...
Well, he's not a reporter.
He's not a reporter, and he's, you know, he's the guy writing this. So Geronimo told me. I mean, it's the listener. He's the listener. So he didn't even say, Geronimo told the listener.
I just thought it's funny, you know, that the guy can't even fess up to the fact that he talked to us on the radio yesterday. We gave him a quote. It still has to be, Geronimo told a reporter on air yesterday.
He's okay. Disturbed. He's not well.
All right. Item number two concerning that. We do have to thank Ken Stevens.
Kenny came through.
Yes, when we got to work today, we had an envelope. Mike got one, I got one. Donna Mike, congratulations on your number one ratings. You have a ticket to Game 4 of the World Series and car service for Game 4 at Shea Stadium next week when we're going to be in New York.
Fantastic. So we're heading out to the World Series.
So that's a wonderful prize for winning the beauty contest, for being number 112 plus, that we're going to go to the World Series. And, you know, we have a little bit vested in that, what with the adult diaper in the bathroom in Midtown Manhattan and everything. So it'll be very exciting.
And as you pointed out, you know, we have to find out once and for all whether it's Thursday night is Game 4. If it is, there's a good possibility, if it was a sweep,
that on Friday the
one of us would be out there sitting on the commode and saying, I'm a pretty girl.
Yeah, in Midtown Manhattan wearing an adult diaper. If it's a sweep.
Right. If it's a sweep, yeah, that could happen.
Then we'd be going to Game 4 in either the Mets or the Yankees sweep, and then the loser would be in the street the next day.
Absolutely.
And we'll be up in New York for everybody listening to us on NEW. We'll be up there next week on Thursday and Friday.
Thursday, Friday.
And we'll be going to the World Series, so thank you very much, Ken. Now, that thank you comes from Ken Stevens. When I got home last night from work, Bart said to me, hey, there was a message on the machine from Alan.
Hmm.
And as you know, Alan is the de facto general manager at this station, WJFK.
Alan, line one.
Right now, I'm going to call my home and see if I can access the machine and see if you can feel the warmth in this man's voice.
All right, very good. Hey, so he gave you a nice, charming, warm message about our ratings?
Well, just listen to the message and then you decide the love that this man has in his voice.
Very good.
Okay. I think it picks up on the fourth ring, I think. And then I'll cycle through, because I saved the message.
Good.
It touched me so much. I thought...
Hello. Sorry we missed your call. Leave a message at the beep. Thanks.
Okay. So I press that.
You have one line two message.
All right, here it is.
One message. Wednesday.
Right, so this is yesterday. This is Alan's message.
Line two.
Hey, Don, it's Alan. Just want to give you a quick buzz and say thank you. I just got a copy of the rating and want to congratulate you once again. Keep up the great work, man. Appreciate it. Really do. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Not even
I got chills. I got chills and I got tears welling up.
Okay.
That is truly amazing.
End of messages.
All right, there you go. That's it. That's
wow.
That's what we got from Big Al.
You must have just been bowled over by that.
You know, I thought immediately, gosh, should I call Mike and play this for him on the telephone?
Sure.
No, you know what?
Sure.
I'll wait and play it on the air tomorrow.
Wow, that was something else. It was so heartfelt.
So that you could feel the love. The love that we get from all of the people around here. Although we got to say, Ken did come through.
Way to go, Ken.
That's a nice prize. We'll enjoy going to the World Series next week when we're up in New York to broadcast from NEW.
It'll be fantastic going out to Shea Stadium.
Now listen, tonight when we get out of here, I'm flying out to Los Angeles.
Yep,
To be on the King of Queens show, taping that tomorrow night. And Mike is going to be doing the announcing at the President's Cup.
Yeah, it's a big weekend for both of us.
And you'll be able to see Mike on TV tomorrow on TNT.
Sure hope so.
And on Saturday, on NBC.
Yeah, yeah, very excited about that. It's you know, it's going great. It's going to be a great weekend of weather, and we're all excited about the President's Cup.
Cool. So we're all very excited. Lots of big stuff happening. And I was telling you up in the office before the show that I'm really sad that you're not going to be part of the King of Queens thing, because as crappy as we were treated the last time we went out to be extras,
yeah,
it sounds at least thus far like it's a total 180-degree flip.
You know, maybe it's because you've got dialogue. You're actually part of the deal now, as opposed to the last time we were out there when, you know, we got the impression when we arrived, they didn't even know we were going
to
be there.
Well, no, they called the house last night, and they asked to speak to me, the production people. They said, hi, listen, you know, you're one of the principals. You have another line of dialogue. Do you need us to fax you the extra lines? And I said, no, I can handle it tomorrow. They said, fine, you got to be here at 10:30. You got to read through with the cast at 12:30. You got the dress rehearsal at 3:30. We'll put you through wardrobe. Told me what gate to go to. Said Friedel I would have a parking spot.
See, that's all that's different than the last time. They're treating you right out there. And, of course, the most important thing, dialogue. A real scene.
Correct.
It's very exciting.
So looking forward to that. And we will have, we're going to run the best of tomorrow, but we'll have full reports on all of this for you on Monday's episode.
Very good.
Because, frankly, I think, you know, I can do the show when Mike is not here, and Mike proved that the show can go on when I'm not here. Mm-hmm. But if neither of us is here,
it doesn't make that good a show.
No. Sorry, Buzz.
Yeah, I understand.
Sorry, Buzz.
Buzz is a news guy. That's what he
That's
does.
Right. Sorry, Buzz.
But it's great. And, you know, I do wish I was going out there with you, and it sounds like they have their act together. And I really think that's because you got dialogue, because now your name's written down. You know, you're going to be doing this scene, and when you get out there, it'll be... It's that same great schedule, though, you know, that I predict that although... You know, you've got dialogue. It's still going to be that wonderful TV waiting game. Yeah, now, is your wife going to be hanging with you the whole time?
Yes, the whole day. She's going to be enjoying the experience with me.
Cool. That'll be fun for her. I mean, it's very exciting when you go out there for the first time.
Yeah, so I'll let you know everything that happens. And if you want to see what Mike is doing, tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning on TNT.
Yeah, I'll be there in the morning. And then Paul Barry, the former Channel 7 anchorman, he did it this morning. And he'll be doing it tomorrow afternoon. And then at noon on Saturday, I'll be doing it... To announce the pairings for the noon matches.
He'll actually be able to see Mike out there, and you know, I've urged him to go out shirtless. I've urged him to go out in his Chippendales outfit with just the tie and just the cuffling.
I put the request in, but unfortunately they're not having any of that. Serious business.
I don't get it.
Look at it, even shaved.
Yeah,
I see
did
that.
Did you notice that, Buzz?
I did. I saw that yesterday. I shaved. You know, it was a joke when they first asked me to do this. You know, they were kind of all stroking the beard, going, "What about this?" And then nobody said anything, so I shaved because they didn't ask me to. Right. If they'd asked me to, maybe I wouldn't have shaved. But I, you know, so I'm out there and I'm really excited about it.
So listen, lots of stuff happening for us this weekend. We're going to try to cram in as much as we can to make it a great show for you today. I know Mr. 40 is here, and I'd like to bring him in first.
Very good.
Also today, Dennis is here to look at his porno in his Speedo to see if he can remain soft.
Yes.
And you brought your porno in. What did you bring in for us today,
Buzzy? Night Trips, and because there were so many unanswered questions, Night Trips 2.
Ah, beautiful. Pornos from the Buzz Burbank collection.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you sound disappointed, Mike.
What?
I've seen both of them.
Oh, you have?
I thought you had something new from that director.
Don't you think, though, that these bear watching again?
Night Trips and Night Trips 2, I do believe, are two of the best films ever made.
I agree.
Well, I've seen neither of them, so I'm looking forward to some good
you're in for
4-star hardcore porno action. And
man, 40, you are a big guy. You are a strong, big guy.
Joining us now from Chocolate City is our favorite, Mr. 40, Mr. 4-0 in the
40
house.
Was in a plastic bag.
40, who let the dogs out? What is up, 40? So you're ready for your trip to Detroit?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I just realized that the climate might be a little chillier up there, so...
Well, you just have to warm up, 40.
I got to pick up a couple of items.
You know, we're sending Mr. 40... We're sending Mr. 40 up to Detroit to cover the...
I'm sorry?
Tyson Galata fight.
Yeah, I shaved my beard. What is so goddamn funny about me shaving my beard off? Give me my props.
You caught me off guard, man.
I'm sorry. Do I even look whiter?
Hi. What school do you go to? Look at him, 40. Just look at him. Look at him and tell him really what you think of him.
He's so vulnerable.
No. He's going to look at you right in the eye.
Hi.
Now tell him, what about Mike without his beard?
Well, Mike.
What?
You just look so...
Innocent?
No, not quite.
Okay, boyish?
Almost.
Lily White.
Oh, cracker. It's so soft looking.
Soft looking.
You found the word.
Okay.
So soft.
Yeah, so soft.
And what are you drinking out of a plastic bag today, 40?
What do you got there?
211.
211.
Yeah, I forgot what I picked.
What's that, some kind of, is that malt liquor? Gotcha. Now, when are you leaving for Detroit?
It only took half an hour.
Tomorrow.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah.
The fight's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we're going to expect full coverage from you. I think that because this is an HBO trip, is it, or a pay-per-view trip?
Showtime.
I think you're going to get some kind of reception when you get there from Showtime. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go to some press party or something.
How many rounds, 40, do you think the fight's going to go?
You know what? Neither one of them have fought in, you know, so long. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It could go either way. That's how heavyweight boxing is.
I say Tyson kills him, and I don't mean literally. I do mean literally. Tyson kills him.
You think first round?
In the first round.
You know, you got, I mean, really,
but you
still
know, might not come out like that.
Yeah, but still, Tyson is still, in my opinion, the only boxer that can do that. That can really do it in the first round. What do you think, 40?
That looks refreshing. You enjoy drinking your 40s. God damn it, you enjoy drinking your 40s, 40. All right, so all we ask is that you have a great time tomorrow. No, you're going with the guy who won the contest with you.
Right, right.
And all we want on Monday is a report on all of your adventures in Detroit.
Right, right.
And everything that happened to the fight.
Try not to wreck anything.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
And I know that you and I had a bet. And here is
that's right.
Here is your, since the Redskins have in fact won more than four games, here's your $100 and walking around money.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Have a good time.
I will.
Find yourself a nice woman or a nice restaurant to spend it on when you're up there.
Right. Have you been in contact with the guy that wrote you the poem that you picked to go on the trip? Have you talked to him since the show last week?
Tag a couple of times.
You get along with the guy? I mean, you sound like a nice guy?
Sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I get along with her.
Now, what about the hotel? Have we worked out separate hotel, or are you going to have to be like homo butt buddies in the same room with this guy? 40?
Oh, what?
40, we're on the air.
I'm asking you, 40. Have we arranged separate hotel rooms for you and the guy who won the trip, or are you guys bunking together?
Oh, that's a good question. I need to pursue that.
You need to find out about that.
Is that how many? Is that your first 40 of the day?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just checking. I'm halfway down. You know what it is? He gets more energetic the more 40s he drinks. Am I right about that?
Yes.
You get more energy the more 40s. It's like your life fluid. Right.
Yeah.
You get a little rambunctious.
Right now you're seeing 40, the businessman,
right,
the father.
Downloading after work.
Mm-hmm. The husband. You know, if he hung around a couple more hours, you know, then you'd see the real 40 come out.
Then we couldn't shut him up.
Right. Absolutely. Mrs. 40, trust you making this big trip up there by yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many stanky hoes there are in Detroit?
I don't know. It's probably. She probably got online and found out or something like that.
Yeah, went to stankyho.com. All right. Well, have a great time, 40.
Hoes with big asses .org.
There we go.
Have a great time, and we want you to come back on Monday and tell us everything about the fight, any famous people that you meet when you're up there, how your seats were, the nightlife in Detroit, absolutely everything.
All righty.
Okay, get out of here now.
Okay,
see you.
Have fun, 40.
What is he laughing at you without the beard?
Yeah, he's laughing at me because I look so soft.
Is that the big thing, 40?
I look doughy and soft.
Come on, man, get that back.
Get the beard back?
Grow it back.
My whole thing?
Hey, and don't I get any love for being a stand-up guy and giving you the money that I promised you? Okay, right? Yeah, give me the Soul Brother handshake. Right, I just gave him $100.
Yeah, no doubt. That was good. I actually wasn't even thinking about it. You know, you stepped up to that.
Oh, he's a stand-up guy.
I bet, too, and I didn't.
You could have. You could have had more money.
That they won that game as the fourth game for PlayStation 2, because I know you're into that.
PlayStation 2. If you can find one, listen, if you can find one in Detroit, bring it back.
They won't be out until October 26th.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Go to the hood.
I'll tap my sources.
go to the hood. Talk to Huggy Bear.
I don't know nothing about nothing, Hutch.
See if you can find me one that a guy's selling out of the back of his car or something in Detroit.
There he goes, Mr. 40.
Mr. 40, everybody.
All right.
Well, you're soft, Mike.
I'm soft without my beard.
You're soft without your beard. But you know what you got to do tonight? You have to go home and get some of that mascara stuff.
Yeah, I'm going
to
draw it on. It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
It's a drawn-on beard. Okay, one more thing. Before we get to Dennis and the porno experiment.
Yes, the great porno experiment.
Which is going to take a little while. Do you have Lisa's tape ready, Robbie?
I can put it on.
Would you put that on for me? Listen, I've done a lot of complaining about the DMV recently. So, sent Lisa out, since generally if you send a girl out on an assignment, people are more receptive to what a girl has to say.
Yeah, people will talk to a lady.
I sent Lisa out to the DMV today, talked to her on the cell phone. She was out at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Because, you know, my complaint with the DMV, the two times that I've had to go in recently to get my license plates, my complaint was that there are groups of people, that people just don't go in singularly to get stuff done at the DMV, that they that they travel in groups, groups of two, groups of three, groups of four, large families.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, Lisa went out there today with a tape recorder. And I said, what I want you to do is interview all of the families and groups of people that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of the problem is that when there was a large conglomeration, seven, eight, nine people together, none of them spoke English.
Oh, dear.
Right. Okay. What they're doing at the American DMV, I don't know. None of them spoke English.
I don't think it matters. I don't think you have to speak English to drive.
But we do have some of Lisa's conversations on tape number one. Now, do I want to talk to her before or after? Because Rob said I should also get her her take on this.
I think you should listen. The tape isn't that long. It's about 5 minutes. Listen to that. And then Lisa has some very good observations, I think, about the pack mentality.
Very good.
So here's Lisa at DMV. Remember, my bitch was that when I got there, I couldn't even find a place to sit because there were groups of people, and it was almost like people go to get a driver's license or to get some kind of a permit, and they bring other people along with them to root them on.
So you sent her out to do some interviews and get a feel for what it's like to be at the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
And we had her ask the question, do you think it's a good idea to bring a group of people into a government workspace? Okay, it was something like that. Rob wrote the question. It was something like that.
Very
good. Lisa, just a few moments ago at the DMV.
Can you guys a couple quick questions? Take like 2 minutes and be real quick. What brings you here to the DMV today?
I escorted somebody.
I'm sorry?
I escorted someone.
You escorted somebody? Yeah. And what are they doing here?
They are taking a learner's permit.
A learner's permit?
Examination.
Okay, and who else do we have with you here today?
This is my cousin.
Your cousin, and you're here escorting somebody else? And why did you all come in here today?
Beautiful.
Because this is closer to where I live.
Close to where you live, so the three of you came in, and when somebody's getting a learner's permit? Okay, do you think it's better to come to a government agency such as the DMV with a group of people?
Yeah.
Why?
That's where they recommend.
They recommend?
My agency, you have to come there to get all your documents, you know, like ID, you know, other things, you know.
So it's better coming to group because you have a lot of things that you have to keep track of and lots of papers.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
All right, so that's group number one. That's the guy who was there.
And they recommend it, Don.
Yeah, who recommends it?
Well, I liked his answer, though.
So right there, there were three seats being taken up. And Lisa said that there were more people with that group who refused to go on microphone. Actually, it was about six people. Because one person was getting a learner's permit. Mm-hmm. Let's move on now to the next group that Lisa talked to today at the DMV.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, sir. My name is Lisa. I'm from CBS Radio. I'm doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple of real quick questions? It'll take about 2 minutes. Real quick. Just, what brings you out here to the DMV today?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Driver's license.
Driver's license for you?
Yes.
You? And who do you have here with you? ¿Quién es esto? No Spanish?
Yes, a little. ¿Quién es esto?
Who is this?
Oh, it's my friend.
Oh, you came with a friend? Okay, have you enjoyed your time here at the DMV so far today?
Yeah.
This is my whole complaint. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a party for these people. Oh, who is this you're with? Oh, he's my friend. He is my friend.
Yeah, so far, the large groups of people, and one person there to transact the business, and then a large group of people.
Just because it's fun.
But we haven't gotten an answer from this guy. The previous guy, I'm writing that answer down. It's recommended.
Okay. Well, I think she asked him the same question. Here we go.
1 hour.
You've been here for 1 hour?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. Do you think that it's better to come to a government agency like the DMV in a group? Like with somebody else?
For somebody else?
Okay, could you maybe answer the question?
I don't know. I think English very good.
Oh, that's okay. Do you understand? Do you think it's better to come to the DMV with a group of people?
Yeah. Well, it's in the group.
Yeah, in a group. Why?
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Well,
understand.
Thank you very much for your time.
But he does think it's better to come to the DMV in a group.
I think we got that. Perhaps. Okay. I'm not sure if it was lost in the translation, but I think we did. He did acknowledge it's better this way.
And again, this was my complaint.
This illustrates your point beautifully.
My experience going to the DMV, too many people just sitting around with nothing to do.
This is a wonderful interview segment.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to the next group that Lisa interviews.
Excuse me, guys. My name is Lisa. I'm from CBS Radio doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple quick questions?
Now,
sir. That'll take like 2 minutes.
Nine, eight,
just speaking like you. You don't have... You understand? Well, why are you here at the DMV today? Why are you here today?
Why?
I'm
looking
for a driver's license?
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
What, have you enjoyed your time here at the DMV so far? No, you don't understand. Okay, one more quick question. Do you think that it is better to come to the DMV in a group of people or by yourself? No, understand. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
All right, now, there again, that's a group of seven, right? And she can't even get any one of these seven people to speak English to ask, why are you here with a group of people?
Obviously a language barrier.
Right, but for whatever reason, God love them, they all love going to the DMV.
I just came up with a thought. Maybe it's because of the language barrier that they bring the large group in, because they feel intimidated because they don't speak the language.
Okay.
And they'd rather be around people that speak the language they speak.
But
I mean, I'm not trying to defend it.
But wouldn't you have in this group...
And you're looking at me like I'm defending it.
But wouldn't you have in this group, let's say that you're Swahili, okay?
Okay.
And you don't speak English, you're going to get a driver's license. So, you bring seven other Swahilites with you. Wouldn't you bring at least one Swahili who speaks English?
Well, maybe we didn't get the right person on tape.
No, she was standing there with a microphone.
Right.
She asks repeatedly.
I think that's the reason there's a large group, because whatever language everybody's speaking, that's the reason that they don't speak English.
But that's not the language that we speak in this country.
No, it isn't. Yes, I understand that.
Okay. Next group, please.
Excuse me, guys. My name's Lisa. I'm from CBS Radio doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple questions real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, what brings you here to the DMV today?
Well, we came here to I need a license, so that's where we're here now.
Okay, and who do you have with you here today?
He's my cousin. He's Andres.
Okay, and why did he come with you today?
Because he's my friend. I mean, I need somebody. Yeah.
Oh, he almost
okay,
got something there.
Do you think it's
there.
Better to come to a government agency?
He's my friend. I need
someone here.
I need someone.
It's a support group.
I think okay. so.
But they,
it's a support group.
They're taking up too many chairs.
I understand it's inconvenient, but they need their support done.
Which is the DMV in a group of people?
Yeah, I think so.
And why?
It's easier to do it.
It's easier to be here and to do everything if you have somebody else with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
I understand these people.
You've not had to wait in line in DMV, Mike.
I understand.
You got a group of gypsies standing at window number 7, and all you want to do is just get your goddamn license plate.
It's easier because of the language barriers. You see, that's why. Because then they can, when they feel overwhelmed by the English-speaking system.
Yes, but...
I know it inconvenienced you. I'm just trying to explain.
No. Here's the thing, though. Let's say that you and I are in a foreign country where we don't speak the language.
And we're living there.
We got to go and we got to get a driver's license.
Right.
What good is it going to do if it's you and me and Buzz and Rob and Charlie if we're all sitting around talking the language that nobody else speaks?
If I, excuse me, hater, hold on just a second. If I'm going in there with a large group of people, if I'm living in a country where I don't speak the language, I'm looking around and I'm saying, I don't want to go into this situation by myself.
Alone.
Because I'll be freaked out by that. I'll want to bring in mom and pa and my cousins and my cousin's cousins and everybody else. I think that, I mean, I'm not defending it's it like one way or the other.
It's like they open up a clown car and
right.
30 people come in with everybody going to get a driver's license.
I didn't step up to hate. I just wanted to tell you guys I think it would be a lot of fun if we spent a long time in a foreign country together.
Went to work there.
Yeah, it would be like maybe the village from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And then we'd be sitting around speaking our English and we'd be saying, well, we have to go down to the Italian DMV today to get our license. And we're all sitting around and we wake up in our Three Stooges house and we say to each other, I don't want to go down there by myself. What if, what if I get into a jam even though you don't speak Italian either? Right. I want you there.
Let's all go to the Italian DMV.
Sure.
Don, it's the buffer system that you've talked about before. When you go to dinner with a stranger, you like to take somebody you know with you to serve as a buffer. That's what these people
understand.
Are doing.
He doesn't want to understand, but he understands.
The buffer.
Listen, it's obvious none of you fellas has spent a large amount of time recently in the DMV.
I have seen exactly what you're talking about.
When you're waiting for your number to be called.
I have seen exactly what you're talking about.
And you can't sit down because they're having a goddamn gypsy family reunion.
I have been equally frustrated by that.
I understand this. If you have someone who's graduating high school, mm-hmm. you invite everybody. You have a bar mitzvah, you have a religious ceremony,
right.
You invite everybody. You're going to DMV to get a driver's license. This is not a time for family celebration.
Now, you have pointed out that you saw some English-speaking families, too, that were out there in large groups. Now, those are the people I would like to talk to
I'd
like to understand why they are there, because then we don't have the reason for the language barrier.
No. They're the same English-speaking.
Then they're just intimidated by the system in general.
English-speaking, whatever-speaking, it's the same. You should just, when you go to the DMV.
You should be alone?
You should be alone.
You should have a ticket and they shouldn't let anybody else in.
Unless the only reason that you have for bringing someone with you to the DMV is if you don't have a license and you couldn't drive to the DMV. But in that case, you should take public transportation to the DMV.
I think that
you should ride your bicycle there.
I think that in the literature, don't they say something like when you're getting your first driver's license, they say something along the lines of bring someone who drives with you. So maybe they just take it to a step too far. And
they bring
50 people.
They bring a minivan. Is there another one, Rob? All right, let me see. I think we got another family to listen to.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm from CBS doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple of quick questions? You don't speak English? Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Okay, thanks.
Of course, you don't speak English.
That's why he's with the group.
How are you going to take the test?
Okay, I have to get this on tape first. My name is Lisa. I'm from CBS. I'm doing a survey for a tape broadcast. What brings you here to the DMV today?
To do my friend's ID.
To do your friend's ID, and this is your friend over there, so you came to help him out?
Yep.
Okay, have you enjoyed your time here at the DMV so far?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good experience.
Oh, yeah. I used to come here every often to do, my permit and my license. It takes me a little bit while, to get everything in straight. So.
Well, do you think that it is better to come to a government agency like the DMV with other people, like in a group of people?
Well, if they have something to do, in the DMV, but nothing, just like a group of people to watch and that, it's not right.
He's agreeing with me, yet he has brought his own group of people with him.
Is he with a group or just that one guy?
No, he's with two guys besides his friend who are coming in to get the ID.
Well, then I hope she follows up and finds out if they have something to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
She doesn't.
You're being very charming to all these wonderful people.
Yeah, she's very nice. Oh, now we just have tape of Lisa driving her car. She left the tape recorder on when she was on her way home.
Oh, can I have that?
All right,
Rob. I hope it's the tape, I hope.
All right, Lisa, come on in here, please, and give us a little background on this. Because this is, you know, maybe just my pet peeve, because I've had to go to the DMV recently. But it has it driven me crazy both times.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Sure. I completely understand, and all I am attempting to do is explain my theory as to why the people are there in a large group.
You want to take your family to an event? Go to a goddamn movie. You know, go see the circus. Uh-huh. Go to a parade. Don't go to DMV. Uh-huh. Hello, Lisa, darling. Hi. And now look at, she has a notepad and everything with observations that she's
a real journalist.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well,
so.
I tried.
All right.
Well,
what observations did you get at DMV
Well,
tonight?
You know, I sat around for about a half an hour after I did some interviews just kind of observing. And, you know, I had told you about the interviews that I did in the groups of seven people, excuse me, that said we're here because he's getting whatever. Well, I noticed that it was actually groups of two and three people that say spoke Spanish sitting in a group of 10 people that let's say spoke Spanish. They all went their separate ways. So in one area of the DMV, I saw about, you know, 15 Spanish speaking people in about seven different groups. They all kind of sat in one area.
Do you think there's a possibility that the groups that you observed could be in that same you know, configuration where there are individual groups of two or three that look like a larger family?
Even this is only a couple examples.
What's your cutoff group?
But even if there are...
You're saying show up by yourself.
Yes, even if there are individual... You know, listen, why do you need two people to go with you to the DMV to get your license plates or to get a driver's license? You don't. And so what? You bring three people and you say, listen, go over there and stand in the corner with the three people that the other guy brought. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy says, oh, look. Hey, there's six people standing over there who came with the guys before me.
They're intimidated by the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know. It pisses me off. What else?
I think so.
What else you got?
Yeah, I was also very confused. There was one gentleman, probably about my age, who spoke English. He could communicate or whatever. Well, there was a woman sitting next to me who spoke English, and she was there with her son, probably about 15, maybe getting his learner's or getting his driver's license or whatever. Well, this gentleman who was about my age by himself had to ask her to fill out his paperwork for him. He didn't know, and he's speaking English. He couldn't write. He didn't know how to fill it out. He was trying to buy a car and get a new driver's license. And at one point, I had to fill out his paperwork. So he came up to me and asked me to fill out information of.
So it's one giant support group, is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
It's a big fraternity.
They should have somebody at DMV at the front door when you come and saying, "What do you need? Mm-hmm. A driver's license? That's fine. Okay, Lisa, you come in and wait in the line. Rest of the family, wait out of the Partridge Family bus."
Yeah, but see, they don't. They have that lousy kiosk that you go into. And even for somebody who speaks English, for a first-timer, I mean, it's pretty intimidating to go into that environment. It's a little scary. And I imagine if you don't... you don't want to hear this, but I'm just trying to explain it.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to wait until the next time that you got to go to DMV when you're in a rush, and then we'll see what you say when you come in. You know, when you come in after you've had to wait for 2 hours because there's gypsies in there standing in front of line who are there because, you know, it's better than going to see Star Wars.
I am not saying that wouldn't be frustrating. I am saying that I understand why there are large groups of people
listen,
in there.
You need your support? Keep them outside. I'm dead serious about this.
Another observation I made is that there were... I went to a couple different DMVs as well over the past couple days also, observing or whatever. So many kids of school age... 10, 12 years old in the middle of the afternoon just hanging out with their parents.
Sure. Well,
it is a school day.
Shouldn't
they be in school?
That's terrific. Otherwise, they'd be out in the mall.
Why take your kids to Six Flags? Hey, kids, guess what?
Come on.
We're going to DMV today.
I would imagine for people that are new to this country, it might be a very exciting event, getting a driver's license. You know, very, very exciting to be there for the process. You know, we're going to see how, you know, in the big scale of Americana, that's like, that's on the lowest possible level.
Please. You know what's excitement? Excitement's getting off the boat at Ellis Island and seeing the Statue of Liberty. That I'm with you on. But beyond that, you're inconveniencing people by bringing these mobs into the DMV.
They're scared. People would see me walk up.
He doesn't want to hear that, Lisa. He doesn't want to hear that they're scared.
What are they afraid of?
Okay, one of the last interviews that's on the tape, I walk up. This is a man probably in his 50s. He was Asian, and there were... five of them sitting there. I walk up with my tape recorder rolling.
Okay, why do you need five Asians if one Asian dude's getting a driver's license?
They all scattered. I don't know. They all scattered.
They're terrified. They're new to this.
Maybe they're illegals.
And they need support.
The only one who didn't walk away was the one that I had the microphone in his face because he couldn't get up. I had him blocked into his chair. They all got up and ran away.
Wow. I'm telling you, this is a problem in our society. This is a problem that is not only unique to the D.C. area. I'm talking New York, San Francisco, Boston, whatever.
New York, London, Paris, Munich.
Whatever city you're listening to us in, this is a problem that we have at DMV. This is a goddamn problem. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. Good job. Oh, and what about the old guy who hit on you? How old was the guy who hit on you?
Probably about 85. He looked like my grandfather, and I'm standing in the lobby listening to my tapes and looking over my notes, and he said, "Hey, darling, you got a ride home tonight?" And I said, "Why, sir, are you trying to take me home?" "Oh, you know I wouldn't do that." And he came back outside again to check on me, make sure I was okay.
Yeah.
Very sweet man.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, you know, there's still time to switch that vote to Pat Buchanan, too, if you want to go a little further. You know, he's into closing the doors completely.
Well, you know,
isn't that like the central part of his campaign?
I've always been one that says build a wall around America, but I'm big enough to say we can build a wall with a door. All I'm saying is that when you go to DMV, it's not a circus,
right.
Okay? It's not entertainment. Hey, what do you want to do with the kids this weekend? You want to go to the park? Nah. You want to go to the Renaissance Festival? Nah. You want to go to the movies? Nah. Hey, I got an idea. DMV's open till noon. Okay, hey, pile the kids. Hey, kids, we're going to DMV today.
You must have hit it on a pretty bad day there. It's, you know, you went twice, right?
I went twice, and what you heard there on the tape was... A representative sample.
And I must confess that the DMV that I go to is kind of out in the sticks and normally not that high a traffic area. I think the total time I've waited, and I've been to DMV in the last 2 years probably three times. And I think the 2 years I know you don't want to hear this, but in the whole time I've been there, my total waiting time has probably been less than a half an hour.
Well, then F you. Okay? Let me just end this spirited little debate by saying, well, then F you.
Very good.
Well, then F you.
Very good.
Well, you. But at least I believe the point was illustrated.
Yes, it
there.
Was. Yeah, and I believe we did some growing and understanding after that segment.
And that might be a new regular bit on the show to send Lisa out to DM.
Yeah, we can figure things out about society, too.
To see how many goddamn gypsies just like congregating there. And what is the thrill? You know, now serving 925 at window A.
The thrill is... the driver's license, in many cases, I think. Getting the driver's license. You know, you're really an American now. You can legally drive a car in the United States.
You're not an American until you realize that it's not a big deal to go to the DMV.
Right.
Pain in the ass to go to the DMV.
Yeah, I know, but you've been going to the DMV all your life.
Now, listen, we're not talking about, you know, and I want to say my point is not strictly limited to foreigners. Because as I mentioned, as you mentioned,
I do wish that we had been able to get that non-foreign
group. Plenty of the folks of the redneck variety.
Mm-hmm. Were there any rednecks in there today, Lisa?
Yeah, a couple of ponytailed gentlemen. I just wanted to make one more comment. The first interview and most of the other interviews I got when people were getting their licenses or their learner's permit examination, I believe the first interview was about. These people are late 30s. The first interview, the woman who was getting her learner's permit was in her mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen in their 50s getting their driver's licenses for the first time, and they don't know how to speak English.
Great. Let's have them out driving on our roads.
They will be. They are now. Right.
They can't speak English. Let me see. S-T-O-P. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Out of my way, jerk ass.
I just don't get it. I really don't. Elect me king, and I promise, one person per time in DMV.
That's a very... you could make a whole platform on that.
You could.
One
absolutely.
At a time. All right, well, Lisa, thank you for doing the legwork.
Good job, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. That was
nice job.
Beautiful look into how your local DMV operates.
I do see this as a regular feature as you encounter frustrating things that, I mean, you and I both encounter them, but you encounter them, it seems like, more than I do, and you go out there and you find these things, and we just have Lisa go out and do like an investigative journalistic thing.
And listen, the job that I think really is probably the toughest, imagine the poor goddamn teller. You know, yes. when the family of eight gypsies comes up there, doesn't speak a lick of English, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
And then they thrust the papers at you.
Those are the people that really have a tough time.
Is there anyone, there's a two-hour wait at every DMV.
Excellent. Except for Mike's.
Except for Mike's. Mike's exclusive DMV.
Hello, welcome to Mike's DMV. How may I serve you?
You know, when I go in there, the DMV that I go to, yeah, all of them wearing powdered wigs.
Of course they are.
Every single one of them. Dressed like the Revolutionary War.
I just heard the toe tappers. They're there again.
We get finger sandwiches.
Clear the lines out.
And wine.
Mr. Romero, would you like a nice Merlot and a cucumber sandwich?
Oh, I am so full, but I will take a little spot of wine. Thank you.
Call 100 right now. A prize package we have selected especially for you. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did Vaughn have an effect on the pitch that you threw this sir off end with the bases loaded?
Is that what we're
going to
do? We're
going to
talk about every time
where
I lose my cool one time?
We're going to talk about it? Huh? Is that what we're going to do? I threw one pitch, all right? I lost my cool one. We're going to talk about it? Huh? I busted my ass out there. I did every thing I see. You think I'm pissed? I'm pissed. All right? Right, I'm pissed. Right, I lost my cool because I did. I lost my cool. Are you happy? I lost it. And I just lost it again. I'm pissed. God right, I'm pissed. You get pissed when I'm having your job? That's my job. That's my living. I'm pissed. God right, I'm pissed. Right, I blew up. I don't give a what's right.
Like a whore, but look like the girl next door. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And here we go, call 100 times right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks. Who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
Well, I'm traveling in Culpeper, Virginia, but I'm from Ohio.
Thank you, Bob. You won the WWF No Mercy prize pack from Comcast Cable, Cox Cable. WWF No Mercy in demand in your home Sunday night, 8 o'clock, live from Albany, New York. Everybody else, call Comcast or Cox Cable System to order. Enjoy your wrestling.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hold on a second.
All right. Take care.
Now, we do have a development in our wonderful prize that we received from Ken Stevens.
This is very, very interesting. Mm.
During the commercial set, Charles Broyhill came in. Now, keep in mind, when Mike and I came in, we each received an envelope that read, mine says to Don, his says to Mike, Don, congratulations on your number one ratings. Mm-hmm. You have a ticket to Game 4 of the World Series, car service at a hot dog at Shea Stadium. Go Mets. Ken Stevens.
Right.
Now, as it turns out, Game 4 is Wednesday night at Shea.
Mm.
Not a problem. We can go to New York to do the show Wednesday and Thursday next week.
Right.
Not a problem. However, Charles Broyhill just talked to Ken and said, great, Don and Mike are really excited about it. Thank you. They're jacked to go to the World Series.
Yeah, and I mean, what we're doing now is not just going up there to do do the World Series. We're going up to do the show, do two shows in New York, which we've been meaning to do for quite some time. So, I mean, we didn't really even give it much thought. Yeah, we're going to come up, and it's great. The bonus will be that on Wednesday night, we'll go to the World Series.
Right. And the latest from McCann, apparently, we're going to call him now, is that all we really have received are two tickets to the game because Ken refuses to buy us hotel rooms.
Which we normally get anyway because that's part of the business when we go up there. We stay in New York. We'll all stay at his place. So, I mean, not only is this taking away something we normally require when we go up to New York.
Hi, Charlie.
Does that mean he's giving you the day off on Thursday or Wednesday so we could do best of that day?
No, we were planning on doing the show that day. Why?
Oh, well, maybe he thinks he's giving you the day off, too.
Ken Stevens, please.
One moment.
How's it going?
It is a little confusing.
No, we'll go up there, we'll do the show. They're nighttime games, right?
Yeah,
I'm
nighttime.
Broadcasting WNW, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Don and Mike. Can we talk to Ken, please?
Hold on.
Think we do.
Right, it's a night game, so we do the show.
This is a trip into the mind of Ken.
Maybe we stay with Richard.
We do the regular show, you know, which ends at 7 o'clock New York time. We get in the car, and we go to Shea. We go to the game.
Then we go to the game, come back, and do the show the next day.
Ken.
Hello.
Hi, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, listen, first, you know, I want to say, I'm just doing, my insides are doing flip-flops. On one hand, I come in, I get an envelope that says, congratulations on the ratings. a ticket to go to the World Series, car service. Beautiful. We got on the air. I said, I'm on the air. I said, that's a real stand-up move. That's a real great prize for doing great in the ratings. And we said, thank you.
We get all jacked up, say, hey, we'll come up. We'll do a show from New York on Wednesday and a show from New York on Thursday.
And we'll go to the game on Wednesday night, game number four.
Sounds
and then,
good.
And then Charlie says that you won't pay for a hotel.
So we're kind of confused.
No, somebody from the travel staff came in and said every hotel is sold out except for some exorbitantly priced rooms. And I said, you know, find a better deal. Not for you two guys, of course, but for...
Well, why couldn't we just stay in an exorbitantly priced hotel for a change?
Well, you can, but I need to try to economize a little bit on the staff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to put them in a dump, but I'm just looking for a better price.
So what does that mean, that Charlie and Rob and Buzz are going to be staying somewhere out in New Jersey?
No. I wouldn't do that.
No, is that too nice? Further out than New Jersey?
Pennsylvania? Philly?
Well, Philly, yeah, Philly's an idea. You could stay in a nice hotel in Philly and take the train in the morning.
But just so we're sure about this, because we're excited about this trip up, you will have a combo. I mean, when we go up there to do the show anyway from NEW, we always get put in a hotel.
Right.
Right, so...
Yeah, we were just confused as to what was going on. No.
I think that the question was that because it's a series week, all the hotels near the studios here are really expensive. And I just told them, come on, you can find a better deal than that. You don't have to pay retail.
Yeah, but that would mean that...
A job, you know?
But that would mean that Mike and I would still stay at a nice hotel, right?
Of course. Okay. Of course.
Well, then that's all we really care
about. Well, then we're looking forward to doing two great shows from New York City next week.
Yes, and
sure.
And listen, the other thing, the series tickets, do you have them already?
Yeah.
Oh, you got them?
Yeah. Have them here in New York, though. Didn't really know how to get them.
Well, I can. Let us say thank you. We are very excited about this.
That should be fun, right?
Yes. Yes. Are they box seats, upper deck seats?
No, I don't know. They're probably crummy seats. I mean, but they're expensive.
Well, that's all right. I mean, even if they're crummy. You know,
To be there is fun. To be at the ball yard. We have a good time in ballpark.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So we'll be able to go to the ball game, be able to do a couple of great shows from NEW next week, and, you know, for a change of state, a really nice hotel.
Fantastic.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, great. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Oh, I'm sorry there was any confusion.
And again, just to reiterate, Mike and I will be staying probably at a 4-star hotel, and frankly, we don't care where you put Rob and and Charlie and Buzz.
I can.
Then we're on the same page.
Okay, beautiful. All right, hold on. What, Charlie?
Can we stay at Ken's place?
Hey, Charlie Broyhill wants to know if they can stay at your place, Ken.
Of course not.
Of course not. You won't be there, will you? Because I know when we come up, you leave.
Hey, why don't you...
Even so.
Why don't you see if you can bunk with Jeremy?
Hey, yeah, Jeremy's pad.
Stay over in the Village.
There you go. Stay at like a hip place in the Village somewhere.
I'm sure Jeremy has a bean bag that you could... a nice bean bag chair that you could sprawl out on.
Oh, fun. You guys could swap stories. Have a pajama party.
There'll be no swap.
They'll take you to a club that's open all night.
There you go.
Don't have to sleep.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. Thank you for the series ticket.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Don't you need Jeremy, though? Didn't you want to talk to Jeremy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, can you put me through to Jeremy?
You don't know how to do that, do you?
Do you know how?
I'll try.
Okay.
All right. Care if I hang up.
All right. Thanks, man.
I'm going to try.
Thank you.
Hey, hold on.
The energy you need with stacks.
And the other development from New York is, you know how this week I've been saying, hey, we're going to do the contest for New York, and now it's time for anybody WNAW to call in?
Right.
Well, I got the okay on that from Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Broyhill came in this week and said, we realize that that's not happening.
Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sake. That we've been doing these contests for New York.
Listen, just got the guy that's running the board has to take a call and write down a listener's name.
Still there?
Yeah.
I can't find his name on the phone list. Oh, I got it.
1-800-LIFELINE, 1-800-LIFELINE.
His office is next door, incidentally.
Ken Stevens.
2.com.
The man with the plan.
Sometimes you just yell, Jeremy!
Imagine. How funny would that be if Buzz actually... I'm going to ask Jeremy if he would let Buzz and Charlie and Rob crash on Wednesday night with him.
Wonder how big his pad is up there.
All the honors, beating every...
Hey, and you know that little thing on our deal? That doesn't happen unless he's on the radio. You know, the good thing is we'll be able to hold him to it now, but I don't think that was in the cards until he made that. That was a thinking on the fly.
Yeah, and hey, good for us. We'll get to stay at a nice hotel for a change.
Oh, good. I mean, all I care about is staying like where we normally stay, even though it's, not at a, super fancy. It's going to be nice just to be close to the station. That's what I'm looking for.
Hell, I like to say a nice, big, fancy one. You know what I mean? A guy with, butler service and junk like that.
Stay at the Plaza.
All the stuff we never get, right?
And that's their competitors. A little.
Oh, Christ. Where is that little germ?
I like the idea of having all the guys bunk with Jeremy, though.
Of course.
And Richard.
98 and February 2004.
So the deal is, what I heard was that while we've been saying all week, hey, and now we have a prize for New York, call now, apparently the phones have just been ringing. And nobody's been picking them up.
That's swell.
Hello?
Hola.
Hello, this is Jeremy.
Jeremy, hello. This is Don and Mike.
How are you today?
Don and Mike.
How are you today, Jeremy?
I am swell. How are you?
A couple of pieces of business to take up with you.
Of course.
First, it was my understanding on Monday when we talked before you had to go to the doctor or wherever you... Remember we had that in the hallway? We had that thing about contests for New York?
Yep, I was on my way to the dentist.
Right, okay, the dentist, excuse me. And how'd everything turn out there?
It was fine. I had one filling.
Okay. Anything pulled?
No.
All right, very good.
So, I said to you, and when we had talked, as a matter of fact, I think previously on the telephone, we get an intern, answer the telephones, do the separate contest for New York, boom, it's done. Well, I'm doing it this week, and then today Charlie says to me, Jeremy's not doing that.
I think what we said was I have to work out the logistics for it. Your phones are not set up so that they can be answered after 7:30 currently. So we're trying to figure out how to change the engineering of them so that they can be.
Well, but that's something we talked about 6 months ago longer than before we even started the NEW show.
Right? Oh, I forgot about it then.
Wasn't the original? But the original thought was 8 months ago that we'd have somebody sitting around answering the phones when the people from New York are hearing the show.
Correct.
So that we could, if we wanted to, call people back the next day. So I'm assuming the system's already in place.
Correct.
So now the last 2 days when we've been on the air announcing, now New York called in for a contest, just nobody's been answering the phone?
I told you, we have to figure out the logistics.
What are the logistics?
The phones need to be switched in a certain way that is beyond my understanding because I'm not an engineer. But they'll be taken care of. Don't worry.
How many days? Didn't we do this all week?
Yes, we've done it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All week.
Does anybody listen to our show up there?
Christ. Well, you know what that probably is? The people who call probably get a busy signal, and they just probably think that somebody else won the prize.
That's exactly what they think.
Right. Well, that sucks. That sucks on ice.
Yeah, we really want to do that. We want to make it happen.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Jesus, that's awful. I mean, that borders on misleading. However, it's only misleading because you're so stupid. It's not
that's not nice.
No. I just want to draw a parallel between this and what Clear Channel is doing. Today I'm coming in today and I'm listening to Jammin' 99.5.
Yeah, you're still doing that contest?
Yeah, so they're doing the $1,000 Thursday. So the girl says, listen for Miss You by the Rolling Stones. Okay, when you hear that, call in and win $10,000.
Right.
Now, as I'm driving down the road, I'm thinking, since there are 80 stations around the country doing the same contest at the same time, we've explained this deceptive contest before, how do they synchronize it so that every station starts the song at exactly the same time? Because let's say if the station in Detroit starts it a minute early,
right,
that would give the people in Detroit an upper leg on the people and all the others.
That's interesting. Right. I wonder how they do that.
So I'm thinking about that. They play the record. They come out of the record. They go into another record. They don't say anything. They come out of that record. They go into commercials. They don't say anything. They come out of commercials. They play another record. They don't say anything.
So they give themselves a buffer.
Yes. So, and what they've been doing in that time is then the disc jockey finally comes on 20 minutes later.
Right.
And she goes, hey, Jammin' 99.5, we had a winner for $10,000. It was Mike Elston. What do you think about that, Mike? And it was obvious that whoever won the contest...
Shall we play a game?
Yeah, whoever won the contest was not from this market.
Right.
Because it was obviously spliced together.
Sent down the line.
Yeah, with the guy going, wow, this is great. Edit. I can't believe I just won $10,000. Wow, it's great. And then she says again, we want to congratulate Mike Elston. Listen, for your chance to win $10,000.
Yeah, completely artificial.
That is so goddamn deceptive.
I know. It's amazing the way they do that. And that they're still motoring through with that contest. And even though they've been called on it, they were called on it in the New York Post. They've been called on it on this show. I mean, come on.
And incidentally, for the record, called on it on this show long before anybody else in the industry was hip to what they were doing.
Absolutely.
And they're not even executing it properly.
No, they're waiting all that time, obviously, so they can get that winner in whatever market.
Right.
I don't believe that a lot of times. Mm. Out to the different radio stations.
And the way that it's edited together with the person on the telephone, you can tell that it's spliced together.
Right.
And that it's not live anyway. When we did this contest in New York, it's not deception. It's just stupidity. You know, this guy here, Jeremy, led me to believe that the people were answering the phones. But they're not. So how long will it take to get this problem solved?
I don't know. I'll let you know tomorrow.
So effectively tonight I could open up the lines. You know, I right now this is going to run about 8 o'clock tonight in New York. I could say, hey, New York, call right now. You know. Win a brand new car.
That would be deceptive, Don. I wouldn't recommend that.
No, but I could, because nobody's answering the phones. Jesus, that sucks.
It does. It's too bad, and I hope we get that fixed as quickly as possible so we can start giving New Yorkers some prizes.
Yes, please make that a priority, please.
Consider it.
All right, and here's the other item we wanted to bring up with you. And
this is
not a goof. This is serious. Next week we're coming up. We're going to the series.
Right.
Okay. There's a shortage of hotel rooms. Ken is a cheap bastard. He doesn't want to pay. Mike and I are going to, you know, because of our contract, he's just going to have to pay for us to stay in a nice hotel. But hotel rooms are at a premium because of the World Series. So, we need somewhere for Buzz and Rob and Charlie to stay, and we are wondering if they could bunk with you.
I have a couch in my office. They could stay. Yeah.
Not in your office. Not in your office, Jeremy, like at your place.
At your flat.
Oh, no.
No?
No, they wouldn't like that.
Why not?
Hey, how much room do you have? How many bedrooms do you have?
It's not very big.
Don't you have sleeping bags?
Do you have two?
No sleeping bags.
Do you have two bedrooms?
Well, technically.
And do you have, like, a living area where, like, you have a pull-out sofa?
No pull-out sofa.
But do you have a couch?
Technically.
Okay, so you put Broyhill on the couch.
Buzz in the guest bedroom.
And Rob can sleep on the floor in the guest bedroom.
As you know, I am always happy to have my friends come by, but I would not put them through that.
Well, it seems to me it would be the congenial thing to do.
Well, yeah, you might want to get involved in getting them rooms then in New York City.
Yeah, because Ken seemed to think, I mean, I said like Jersey, and he didn't really laugh when I said that they'd be staying in New Jersey.
Yeah, we don't want
to. Jersey is very nice.
Yeah, but we don't want to make those guys have to go through that. We want to have them right in the city.
Right.
We'll, I'm sure, try and find some place in the city other than my place for them to stay.
You might want to take a personal interest in that, Jeremy. Yeah, I know you normally don't do that.
They can stay at my place if they want.
Really?
They'll have a very nice time.
Well, hold on. Let me ask them.
I know Rob, in particular, was really looking forward to it.
Let me ask, for the good of the show and to make it easier on all of us, Rob, would you?
If it came down to it, I'd prefer to stay at the Johnsons.
And who?
The Johnsons. Pete
Johnson.
Peter Johnson. Johnson.
Come on. Would you stay at Jeremy's?
If Jeremy would have me,
okay.
Whatever.
And Buzz, how about you?
Sure, same thing.
Everybody's got the same look on their
and,
face.
And Charlie Broyhill? Here's your real wild card right now.
Yeah, let's see what he has to say.
Hey, Charlie.
You know, I will tell you that both Rob and Buzz did not answer that with the greatest deal of enthusiasm. I know the invite extended.
They're team players.
They're team players.
For the show. It's almost like a game of chicken right now.
Absolutely.
Because Jeremy has thrown out the fact that, you know, well, you know, if it really meant a lot, that, yes, they could stay at his place. Charlie Broyhill, where are you?
Right now, Jeremy's going to pay out of his own pocket to have him stay at the Palace.
Charlie
Broyhill not coming in here.
Yeah, and Charlie, if you don't show up in the next few moments, I'm going to take that as a yes.
I don't even know what the question is.
Okay. Next week we go to New York. How would you feel about spending the night at Jeremy's with Rob and with Buzz?
Look at the
Can I fly up and back?
He wants to fly up and back.
Is that an option?
How would you feel about it? The three of you guys bunking at Jeremy's.
I'll tell you what. I'll make it simple. Hopefully it won't come to that.
Hey.
There you go.
You know what?
What? He blinked.
Can I stay with Tim? Tim?
Yes.
Oh, so the guy who
doesn't
want
to, who hates him.
Oh, the born gentleman who doesn't care. You know, he might not work with Charlie, but he might really enjoy you in social.
Hey, thought. Jeremy, throughout all this, am I to understand you're maybe going to take a personal interest in this?
I think I've already taken a personal interest.
Good.
It was given.
Yeah. I like everyone that you're talking about a great deal.
And you're aware.
I just don't know about having them actually stay at my place.
Sure, and they
I
don't agree. Know about staying at your place either.
I know, as long as I'm not one of the guys that has to do it, I think it's a great idea.
I do, too.
A great
Don, you personally have an open invitation.
Look into the soul
you
of
You can
Jeremy
curl up
Coleman.
On my couch anytime you'd like.
That's nice.
Well, you know what? Sometime, I would do it one night for a goof. I would.
Is this sort of like that MTV show Fear?
Yes. Not.
You have to go to a scary, dark place?
You are the man. Have I told you that? You're the man. You're great.
I won't do it this time.
Of course. Okay. You're great, though. I think it's great that one of us will be doing that.
But I promise, at some point in the future... Well, listen, I'll go... Where do you live? The Village or something like that?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. I would go to the Village to, you know, to walk through the beads and... that's what I picture. I picture it's like some hippie's house.
Yeah,
on,
go to a 24-hour coffee house.
On Dragnet, and I'd put my beret on, you know, and I'd have to go to a thrift shop and buy some old ratty clothes so I would look like one of Jeremy's friends.
Sure.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Okay, well, worst comes to worst, you'll have three guys bunking with you Wednesday night.
I will alert the butler.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love it when we get difficult with him.
Thanks. There's the management team. Oh, no, listen, you know what? That conversation just ensured...
You guys are going to get hotel rooms in the city.
You guys are going to get rooms in the city. Not a chance. Listen, as much as you don't want him there, he doesn't want you there.
I can stay with you.
And you're the ultimate. Yeah, you're the. You know what you would do? You'd go through with it right up into the last second, and then you would be miserable. You would be that afternoon getting ready to go to Jeremy's house.
I promise you that sometime
you'll stay overnight at Jeremy's.
Yes, I would do it for the show.
You're a good man.
I would do it for the show.
You are a good man.
I would. I really would. It'd be funny. Bring a tape recorder with me.
If you had to choose between the two of them, who would you rather stay with, Ken or Jeremy?
Ken. Probably Ken. How about you?
Probably Jeremy.
That speaks volumes. That speaks volumes. What about you, Buzz? If you had to spend the night with either Ken or Jeremy?
Well, after Ken's last phone call, I'd say Jeremy.
Jeremy or Robbie, how about you? And I don't, you know, I don't mean like as lovers, but I mean... Right. Although, who knows, anything can happen. I mean, if you just had to, you know, spend the night on a couch.
I think I'd probably go with Ken.
Go with Ken.
There you go.
Well, there Thanks. You go, Mike. Nothing but Jeremy for you.
Fantastic.
Okay. Well, we're set then for next week for the trip to New York.
That'll be fun.
Going to the World Series.
Good.
Stay at a nice hotel.
Good. It's going to be great. We'll have a couple of great shows up there. And if they sweep, one of us will be outside on Thursday.
Right.
In an adult diaper, saying I'm a pretty girl.
With no shirt on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sitting on a toilet.
Yep.
In Midtown Manhattan.
Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
Won't you come on in?
Enjoy a nice bath with you guys.
Built with
you and mine.
But are you in the bathtub?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's gross.
That is gay. What can we do for you?
I just want to say hi.
Splash for us so we know you're in the tub.
Just drained it, sorry.
You're sitting in the bathtub without any water in it?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to get out.
Slap your stomach.
All right, hold on a second. Let me get the phone here.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Lying.
Not in the bathtub.
Liar, liar, liar.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
And I think we all know that that's how your night at Jeremy's would end up.
In the tub.
In the tub.
Absolutely.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Hope he has a big tub.
Hello.
Bear claws.
Hi, Don.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz. Hi. Your God.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Great, Don. This is what I wanted to tell you about DMV. The reason that people go to DMV together is because most of them do not have a driver's license. They have to go there with somebody present to drive their car afterwards.
Okay, listen to me, Ahmed. I believe I made the statement that if you need someone to take you, I understand that if you don't have a license. You need
one person.
One person. You don't need a band of gypsies to take you. You need one person.
I totally agree with you on that.
Thank you.
I wasn't aware that you know it or not.
Yes, I said that on the air. I said that that's the only circumstance where I could see having to take somebody with you if you didn't have a license to get there in the first place.
Well, I'm sorry if I pissed off the radio gods.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm not warranty.
I'm not warranty.
Thank you for the call.
I'm not warranty.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah. Hello, that there. Was terrific.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I just want to call and make a comment on your DNV.
Yeah?
I live in Sacramento, California, and I work for a personal injury attorney, and primarily our clients...
I bet he's a great guy.
Huh?
I bet he's a great guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Brockovich.
Well, yeah, I am. But our attorney, primarily we work with 90% Vietnamese, and the other 5% are Hindus.
Do you wear a push-up bra?
I don't need one.
Oh. Hey, we got a real Aaron Brockovich here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. I don't need one.
All right, well, what's your point here? So you work with Vietnamese and Hindu.
Well, yeah, and our point is we work the plaintiff's side. That means we represent.
Honey, what does this have to do with the DMV?
How about a point? Make a point.
I'm making a point is they get the driver's license and they're involved in these accidents and we represent them as the party who...
Honey, listen, I don't care about some ambulance chaser you work for. I'm just talking about crowds at the DMV.
I don't know where she was going.
That's all. No. Hey, nice practice, though. 95% Vietnamese and Hindu.
There you go.
How do I get a job there?
Aaron Brockovich.
A roll.
This is Aaron Brockovich. I'm going to go out to where the plant is, and I'm going to make sure that they're in a heap of legal trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hi.
Been listening to you for 14 years. The first time I called, I had a call about this DMV.
Yes.
I took my son there last week to get an ID, state ID.
Uh-huh.
We were there about 30, 45 minutes. We never got to sit down. It was totally filled. But yet when we left, everybody was still sitting there.
Right, because I'm telling you, because it's a carnival.
We got in there, and I said, well, we better prepare for about 3 hours. But that wasn't the case. We were served before anybody else got up.
Served.
And this was at Springfield Mall. They used to have an express there, and now it's like 10 times bigger.
Right. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, really, these families, they get together. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Walt Disney World? Do you want to go to SeaWorld? No. Hey, the kids want to go to DMV.
Wonder what time DMV's open. I mean, if it's open like 9 in the morning till 8 at night, maybe
right.
Make a day of it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Back at lunch.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Well, you can check with Charlie Stoffel, but I had a Puerto Rican roommate once, and he explained to me why they do this. He said that just because a car is moving in a certain direction, they pack in, not caring where they're headed. But it's just an opportunity to get out of the house and do something different.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
It's Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I think I got a way out of your problem with the New York contest.
Really?
Why can't the board up in New York give you guys the local number there? That way you guys can call out that local number there.
I think the phone lines are utilized for the shows that are on.
Although, you know what? This guy's absolutely right, because from 7 to 11, there is no show on WNEW except for our show.
Right.
So why don't we just give out the WNEW phone number?
Absolutely.
Hey, that's... You know what?
I mean, for that time, we could use a different number.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's a good idea.
Charlie Broyhill's making his way into the studio.
Jeremy and I had discussed that, but we didn't think that you would want to give out two separate phone numbers.
No. What the hell? Let's do it.
Okay.
Good. Excellent. Great. Hey, how'd you like to be our producer?
That would be awesome.
All right. Thank you. All right. You got the job. Okay. See you Monday.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering if Rob and Buzz and Charlie got to bring their own sleeping bags to Jeremy's house.
Their own
pillows.
Hey, Rob, you got your own sleeping bag?
Sleeping bag.
We got to roll up a sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag with the Winnie the Pooh on it.
Pillow.
You're going to Jeremy's house. He's got the nice Yanni music playing.
Buzz, you have one. You have one, don't you, from WW2?
No, I have no sleeping bag.
Oh, you have no sleeping
bag. No sleeping bag. No pajamas.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God.
Buzz. So you'd have to be... in the nude.
I have my public appearance pajamas. Perhaps I can wear those.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, with all those people at the DMV, did you notice the smell or anything?
I'm not going to comment on the hygiene on any of the gypsies who are.
Hey, if you're in there and you notice the smell, it's probably the breath blowing back in your face.
Thank you. Hello, Don. Oops.
Ow.
Damn, that hurt. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes.
How you doing?
Come on, we're backing off on that.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to call and let you know about the $10,000 contest that they're doing around here. They've got a new spin on it. They just called me up out of the blue and said, hey, why don't you listen to 105 point whatever it was from, you know, 8 to 12. We're giving away $10,000. And I was like, I heard that that was a scam, that it was not your radio station.
Now, was it a real person who called you, or was it one of those recorded things?
No, it was an actual real person. You could hear people in the background. It sounded like a boiler room atmosphere, you know.
Jesus.
And she said, you know, we're giving away $10,000. I said, well, are you the only radio station participating? And she said, I'm not sure. Let me check on that. And then she came back and said, no, there's other radio stations. And I said, well, I heard on the Don and Mike show that it was a scam.
You know, I've actually heard of this is a new way of marketing radio stations.
Where they just call out and just make millions of calls.
Right.
And listen to our station today.
It's just like telemarketers
right.
just calling, you
right.
know, and you think maybe you make 10,000 calls. Maybe one schmuck actually is dumb enough to turn the radio on and listen to that bad station.
That's pretty weird.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I just wanted to tell Mike that if his guy wins for president, going to the DMV is going to be what it's like going to the doctor. Only thing is you're going to have those people not only waiting around for him, they're going to be your doctor, too.
All right, save it for Rush Limbaugh, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Ever.
Put it up.
I didn't even follow that.
No.
I know that was something from my guy, but didn't even follow it.
So he was a stupid idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Hey, Mike, just out of curiosity, I was wondering if you'd be willing to wager your vote maybe on the World Series.
No, we've got a separate bet.
We got a separate bet going for the World Series and a separate bet going for the presidential election.
And my vote, I cherish.
More than sitting in Manhattan?
Yes, sir. I cherish my vote, my right to vote.
And you know, there are some involved in this bet, and I'm speaking for myself, looking at the lesser of the two evils, I would rather sit in Midtown Manhattan in an adult diaper for an hour on a toilet mm-hmm. saying I'm a pretty girl than take Tom Gavin to lunch.
Yeah, I too, I think that's going to be the real evening, you
right.
know, where we're watching that. You know, this has been a quickie bet. You know, we've humiliated ourselves publicly before, but it's a question of one. We said 30 minutes on that, too, right? A half-hour lunch.
I don't know if we had a time limit.
I thought we said 30 minutes. You could go back and review the
brains?
30 minutes.
30, okay, you're right, 30 minutes. 30 minutes in a...
I've looked at the latest polling numbers, and I want to make sure that it's 30 minutes. It's dead heat, basically.
30 minutes at a public place.
I thought it was the Palm.
Oh, is that what we said? Okay, the Palm
yeah.
with Tom Gavin and a tape recorder going for the entire meal.
Yeah, you know, the restaurant doesn't matter as much. I mean, it's got to be a nice restaurant. So, I mean, if you want to modify that, we don't have to go to a specific place.
The Palm is fine. Palm is fine. Noontime.
Hey, Mike, are you the guy that'll be announcing, like, now from Orlando, Florida,
yep.
Tiger Woods?
That's exactly what I'll be doing.
Cool. Good for you.
Thank you. That's a big deal. A big deal. That's why Mike's so jacked about doing
very,
that.
Very, very excited
sure.
about it.
So everybody watch him on TV. That'll be starting tomorrow morning at
8 o'clock.
On TNT. Very
bright cool. and early.
You know what pisses me off about that? That means that Lois and Clark won't be on. That's the time when TNT normally runs the New Adventures of Lois and Clark.
All right. Fantastic. And then NBC at noon on Saturday.
Wow. Look for Mike.
Very excited.
Bring his brand new pants that he just had dropped off.
I can't get anything by you. I told the guy, he said, you want? Yeah, we can, you know what? When I was getting my pants the other day, I said, hey, is there any chance? I just went in there to ask if they could get them turned around quickly. He said, yeah, and as a matter of fact, we could deliver. And the guy, I've known the guy for a long time, this guy, Chris, and he says, oh, yeah, I drop stuff off for Ken Stevens over there all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why he did that.
Because I picked up the phone in the office, and it was Andy Wright, said, hey, is Mike there? And I said, yeah, hold on a second. He said, his pants are here.
My pants.
I said, hold on, let him tell him yourself.
My pants.
My pants. Time out. We got to be doing a break now so we can come back and talk about the World Series with the motherbucker from Fox. That's, I think, coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your... that's a lifesaver.
If it helps, cover their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, I'm not sure what the deal is with being one of these baseball guys from Fox on. You know, we had a commitment from Keith Overman.
We're not going to get the Overman today?
Well, he has medical conditions. That he's got something in his ear so that he can't fly. Okay?
Right.
And Keith Overman has another medical condition that involves his depth perception.
Yeah, he can't drive, right?
So he's never been able to drive. So apparently he's not in New York.
No, what he's doing today, as opposed to the other pompous baseball announcer, Bob Costas,
hey, we like Costas.
I know we do, but
Costas wouldn't come on. Costas wouldn't come on this week. He'll come on next week.
Okay, all right. Billy Crystal and Keith Olbermann are recording an open for Saturday.
Oh, Christ, I hate Billy Crystal.
Well, Billy Crystal, of course, you know, promoting that movie, right? That HBO movie?
God damn it, I'm glad I'm rooting for the Mets now, because I just realized what a giant Yankee fan Billy Crystal is.
61, that's the name of his show.
Oh, and besides, he's one of those pricks that goes down to spring training every year and puts the uniform on and
diehard Yankee fan.
Pals around with Joe Torre.
I'm Billy Crystal.
God damn it, I hate him. So anyway, Overman's not on today, and we're trying to get the mother bucker.
Joe Buck's cool. I like Joe Buck.
Joe Buck, but I don't, he's busy doing something.
Talking baseball with Joe Buck.
So I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good. Hey, Don, listen, I was wondering, now that you can't drink anymore, I was wondering if I could get that case of Grey Goose that Mike gave you.
I would like to clarify for the record, it's not that I can't drink anymore. Uh-huh. I can drink. I cannot drink to excess on days in a row.
Okay. Maybe just a bottle?
No, I'm not giving you a bottle. And you know, the other thing that I'd like to just clarify very quickly, I don't know how much of the audience thinks this, but I went a couple of places yesterday and today out running errands and stuff, and people said to me, because I guess people just sometimes listen to the show like tertiary, they don't hear everything.
Mm-hmm. They take stuff a little too seriously.
Yeah, well, no, they said, how's your liver? Yes. I heard that you can't drink because of your liver. And it's like, you know, hello?
Your liver's fine.
It's not my liver.
Right.
I got 1.5 kidneys. It's a kidney thing.
People ought to realize you also have 3 livers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some of your superpowers.
Yeah, in that regard, I'm doing fine. But no, I'm holding on to the booze Mike gave me.
Okay, hey, I got a quick question for Buzz, too.
All it means is that it will last a little longer.
Yeah, unless you have, like, lots of friends over. Yeah, you have Rob over for a weekend, that'll be gone.
Yeah, what else?
Hey, I was listening to JFK on Sunday night, and I'm fairly confident it was Buzz, and I was wondering what it was. Heard it was some show.
That's Buzz's show that he does on the weekend. Capital Comment.
No, it's Capital Critters.
No, Washington Weekly.
Washington Weekly. You were talking about like, some lady about domestic abuse or something like that?
Talking about what?
Domestic abuse?
Yes, that's entirely likely.
Okay.
Buzz doesn't know. He doesn't listen himself.
Weekend, we're going to be talking about prostates.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you how much this station cares about public service.
Mm-hmm.
These shows that Buzz does, he doesn't do them because he wants to do them. It's so the station can keep the license.
Right.
But am I not wrong, Rob, when I say that occasionally the station will run a show that Buzz has done 2, maybe 3 years prior?
I think the record was one time after a Redskins game last year, I was driving home and I heard a program of Buzz's that I produced, which predated it by 5 years.
Oh, my God.
It was timely.
Timeless. It's been said that some of those segments are timeless.
Well, most of your work is timeless, isn't it?
I try to make it so.
There you go.
It is excellent.
So he does
land
like
program.
He does a public affairs show, and they just put it in a box, and then they just rerun the same one 5 years later.
Is that prostate show a fresh one that's coming up?
It is. Just did that interview this week.
Do you talk about manipulating the prostate at all?
Not a lot, no. But I did learn that the prostate is shaped like a Valentine, like you see on Valentine's
cards. You bet it is.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Well, some of us already knew that, Buzz.
That's news to me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. It's all pink. Like a nice pink heart.
That's nice.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
And I only know it from feel, much like a blind person.
Your own, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's incredible flexibility.
There's nothing like manipulating your own prostate. And incidentally, if you ever have a problem with yours, I recommend what you do is get some aluminum foil. It always goes back to the prostate cookbook.
It always goes back to foil.
And then you, what you do is you put it in aluminum foil and you put it over your charcoal on your grill,
right, yeah,
and you just sear it. Just sear the outside.
You want a little pink on the inside?
Yeah, so that the inside of the prostate remains nice and pink.
Oh, man, you'll never eat a chicken liver again.
Hello?
Hello, Dynamite.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, how are you? I'm calling to inform you about why we bring our families to the DMV.
Okay, go.
Okay. To bring our family to the DMV is a great honor. Okay? And for the men?
Fake. Faker.
You're goddamn right. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Faker. Faker. Ladies, Rob called that one.
Hello,
we
Josh,
all
spotted it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, is this Don?
And Mike.
It's taken me 3 days to get through to you all, but I just want to let you know that a couple of days ago when Tina was on.
Oh, Tina, the boy who can make his voice sound like a girl?
Right.
Right.
I had left work, turned it on, and laughed all the way home because I was so proud of him. That was my son.
Is this Chris's mom?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, God.
Oh, you must be proud. At what age, is this the first you've learned that your son has this incredible talent?
Oh, no. Our family has been through it all.
Did Chris, as a young boy, like to dress in your clothes?
No, he hasn't gotten that far. When he does, we'll be worried.
Very good.
Yeah, but thanks a lot.
And, Mom, I have a question for you. Conversely, can you talk like a man?
No, I thought you would ask me that, and I don't have that talent.
So the entire family does not share the gift, as we call it in our home. Mimicry?
No, we don't.
The gift.
The gift of mimicry.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The gift of mimicry.
Hello, Don and Mike show. This is what they call the O'Mara home, right?
Elizabeth has the gift of mimicry. Catherine does not have the gift. Catherine is much more academic.
The young O'Mara women?
The very youngest O'Mara has the gift of mimicry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
The Hello? Gift of mimicry. I just made that up.
Something that goes, what does your daddy do? My daddy's a mimic.
He's a mimic. Who called me that? Who the hell called?
Somebody called you.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes, that's right. He said.
G. Gordon Liddy called
Mike
me.
Mike O'Mara is an excellent mimic.
A great mimic. And there was that movie on pay-per-view maybe 6 months ago called The Mimic. Based loosely on your life.
Mike O'Mara is a talented mimic.
And don't forget what Dennis said about you, that you're a great voice pretender.
The gift of mimicry.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? I was calling to tell you all, y'all almost ended up costing me my job today. About an hour ago, I work for a funeral home in the area.
Hey, that's a cherry gig.
I was listening to your show in the back. I had the radio kind of loud. I thought I'd locked the front door to the firm. And a family walked in. They were supposed to talk to me. And when they came in, they were, at first I thought they were offended that I had your show on, but the woman said immediately she knew who you were, and I apologized. I turned the radio down, and then she told me that she wanted to speak to the manager. I told her that he wasn't there. She said that she was offended, you know, that I would be listening to a show like yours in the funeral home and how horrible it was and everything. And I basically told the lady, hey, look, you know, funeral directors, we just don't live at the funeral home and have no lives. You know, we're regular people.
Listen, besides, I mean, we're not offending the dead people. Jesus Christ, they're friggin' dead.
Did she come rolling in like when you were working on a stiff?
Well, I wasn't quite working on stiff, but I was in the back of the funeral home.
What do you do at the funeral home?
I'm an embalmer.
You
embalmer.
Do you have to suck all the stuff out and then replace it with embalming fluid? Is that how that works?
Yeah, in real layman's terms, I guess you could say that.
You ever get any hot young accident victims in there?
You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I mean? Like, God forbid it's a tragedy, but, you know, like a beautiful airline stewardess or something runs her car into a tree. She's in there, hot body.
Doing a little necrophilia humor here.
No.
Mike, nothing funny about this. Valid question. You ever...
I just wanted to call this guy. I love you guys. You guys do a great show.
You have to take... I know this is a horrible question, but it's just curious. I'm curious. Do you have to take the poop out?
If it comes out, we clean it up. After the embalming's complete, the body doesn't defecate anymore.
So it just stays in there?
Yeah, once...
Going to your grave with the pain. You have to have a nice BM and you don't get to finish.
You ever get a nice real hottie in there?
Yeah, I've seen a couple come in.
Really? You ever do anything with them?
No.
You ever help yourself to fillings or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
You ever help yourself to gold fillings or anything?
You've never just jumped up on the table and, like, dry humped or anything?
No, sir. No, that'd be a good way to lose my job.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, of course,
if you were caught.
How long does the average embalming take?
What you would call a normal, typical case, maybe an hour. Right. I've worked on people.
Are you a vagina? Are you a vaginal embalmer?
No, sir.
So you leave the private areas as they are?
Yes, sir. There's no need to touch them.
What was that sound? Was that one of the corpses?
No, I'm on my way home from the funeral home now.
What is the scariest thing that ever happened to you in the funeral home business?
I used to work at a firm still in the D.C. area that everyone told me when I first went to work there was real haunted, and I never believed them. I've been in the business for quite a while. I've never seen anything that bothered me, and I work real late at night because I'm an embalmer, and usually by myself.
Scary right
one night, yeah. I heard a lot of banging and stuff coming from the second floor of the firm, so I went upstairs. There's no one there. Came back down again, started working, heard more banging, went back upstairs. And this time, a couch had been tipped over in one of the parlors. And I righted the couch back up, and legs weren't broken. There was no reason for the couch to be flipped over. Walked back downstairs, started working again, heard a bang again, walked back up there, the couch was flipped over again. And I was pretty freaked out at that point.
Sure. I like that story. That's a good story. Happy Halloween.
You ever get somebody dead and just like make him dance around or anything? You know, I mean, you got someone on the table, like you take their arms and move their arms around. And
put them in all kinds of crazy poses.
Have them do the crazy Watusis.
Nah.
You know, I'm thinking like in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Right. You know, in Beetlejuice, in the end, when they all start dancing uncontrollably and stuff.
Sure. Like when the shrimp comes out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never seen nothing like that before.
You never did that?
No, they pretty much just lay there.
And you've never pleasured yourself to a beautiful dead woman's body?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
I do a great show. I love you guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
I think all our questions were answered, and we got a good Halloween story.
Yeah. I'm afraid that I probably could not... And be that moral if I had that job.
Really?
A hot girl came in.
I bet you wouldn't be able to get by the ooginess.
No, you don't have to face.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the only fluid you want to fill them with would be embalming fluid.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Get a little quiet in here, didn't it?
Hey, Don, Mike.
What?
What's happening?
Why, is that so disgusting, the thought of me up on the table?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's big time.
Yeah, major league.
Dry humping a dead woman?
Yes. Big time. And it might be to you, too. The coloration might put you off.
Right? No, after I fix her up.
Oh, after the
You know,
makeup.
I mean, I get her all painted up and stuff.
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Right. Family comes in, they open the door.
We learn more about your fantasies every day on this show.
I got my pants around my ankles. I give it the old fitty tuck. Oh, yes. Yeah. What is the embalmer doing?
Get out of here. You're fired. I hope you had a nice piss, Arnold.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, speaking of dry humping, would you do Heather Locklear?
Of course. Are you kidding?
Did you see the show last night, Spin City?
Yes, I saw it for the guy. I saw her, Jesus Christ, her razor blade nipples that were sticking through her shirt.
Where does she rank on your top 100? She's got to be up in the top 5.
You know, we're going to be re-ranking women very shortly, except we're going to just do the top 25 for the year 2000.
Yeah, the top 15 or top 10 even.
The thing that's great about Heather Locklear is she's been at it quite a while, and she still manages to look stunning.
I don't know if she would crack my top 25.
Mm-hmm.
She might be a top 50 girl, though.
Top 50?
Top 50, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
I'm still on that embalming table.
I heard something almost as disgusting. Your last commercial break, I'm...
More disgusting than me jumping up on a table having sex with a dead woman.
Believe me, when I tell you, you ain't going to believe it.
Okay.
I'm listening to that Chris Core guy on the other station.
Right.
They're having this long discussion about whether it's all right to be naked in front of your kids. So they're talking about a couple calls about, you know, having dick in a shower with a little 2-year-old. Chris Core goes, well, I wasn't going to admit this, But last night, my wife usually bathes my 6-year-old daughter, but I was giving her a bath, and she said, Daddy, take a bath with me. So I thought about it, and I went ahead and did it, even though it felt kind of odd.
Did he wear a bathing suit?
No, well, he didn't say he did. He said, oh, my God, that's disgusting. I have a 3-year-old daughter. I wouldn't even do that. A 6-year-old daughter is bathing with her and admitting it.
6 years old is, you know, I think 5 years old is that cutoff
age. I think four, yeah. You know. For daddy to get into the tub. I mean, it's one thing for daddy to sit outside.
A tub is different than a shower, you know. I mean, a tub is different than mm-hmm. a shower. But, I mean, even, that 5-6-year-old, Mark, you know, different strokes for different folks. But I'll tell you right now, it's just hearing Chris Core talk about it would gross me out to start with.
Really? I mean, I could see a dad at even 6 or 7, maybe, if the little girl is in the bathtub, like the dad sitting on the toilet. You know, while the girl's in the bathtub, the dad is washing the girl's hair or you know, getting a bucket of water to rinse the hair. But, you know, I can't see dad ripping off his trousers, you know, and jumping in and saying, hey, guess what? Mm-hmm. You know, let's play. Mm-hmm. Let's have a soap fight.
And just picture Chris Core, you know. They'll probably be doing that till they're 10.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi. I was listening to your conversation about the necrophiliac thing.
Yes.
And I grew up in this really small town in Pennsylvania called Berwick, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And there were two gentlemen who my older brother had gone to school with. They took a girl out on a Friday night, and they got her drunk, and they gave her a lot of drugs, and she actually died in the back seat of the car as they're cruising around. Well, they didn't know that she was dead, and they both had sex with her. And consequently... Later on, they determined that she was, in fact, dead, and they both went to prison for that.
Well, they claim they didn't know she was dead.
They claim they didn't know she was dead. How can you not know someone is dead?
Well, you've never been my first wife. I mean, there's plenty of times I was giving her the high-hard one, and God knows I thought I was with a dead woman.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, she just laid there.
But anyway, another Halloween prank. I have a magazine. It's called The Spy Headquarters.
Yeah?
And they have these things in here. That they're little vials, and they do miscellaneous things. And one is to make someone vomit. One is to make someone evacuate completely. They pay like $12 for this little vial of stuff, and it's proven to, you know, make someone have chronic diarrhea.
Right.
And one about gas. You can put it in their food, and they have a bad gas attack to where they can't control it. It's really obscene, but I thought it was neat. I thought you'd like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll run right out and get those.
Yeah. Two great stories about how our brother drugged and killed a girl.
I don't think it was her. I don't think it was her
guys.
It wasn't her brother.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just me hearing it was her brother.
Yeah, I think so. You wanted to make it better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, I have a great story for you, Halloween story, like that embalmer guy that he was telling you about.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a cousin. He came from overseas. He came from Brazil. And this was a while ago, about 5 years ago, and he was working in an embalming place. And he was sleep. You know, he worked late at night, and he would sweep the floors and stuff like that. Anyway, so you know how sometimes the stiff come in and they have to tie their hands together because of the way they die?
No, I was unaware of that.
No, we're learning more and more. They have to tie their hands together?
Well, let's say that if all of a sudden the person dies in an accident or something and they die with their arms open.
Arms akimbo.
Anyway.
I love that word.
Yeah.
Arms akimbo. Hey, listen, get the twine.
Where's my twine?
We've got an accident victim coming in akimbo.
Anyway, before they put them on the table, they have to tie their hands together to make sure that, you know, it's like a space-saving kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, he was sweeping the floor around the table and stuff like that, and the cord came loose, and it hit him right in the butt. And he was so scared, he passed out, and they found him there.
Funny.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Even though it wasn't as scary as the other one, you know, the guy's like,
yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes.
What a sick puppy you are.
Why?
A beautiful young lady dies tragically, and she has to have you for her last leg.
This is the same guy who called, incidentally, the other day, trying to bust my balls about the farting.
Yes, sir. You still haven't come through.
No, and listen, you see, the thing with you is, you're just the guy who will call about any topic. You just like being on the radio.
I love you, man.
I'm sorry. But you do just love being on the radio.
Hey, really, I hope that's just a fantasy. You know, you should, you know, Del Bart.
You hope it's just a fantasy?
Del Bart, it's not true.
That's what I'll do. That's what I do every night. Is I go home and I sit my son down and I explain to him that I'm doing a comedy radio show.
Very well.
Please, he understands
and
it
I
more
think,
than
sir,
you do.
And I think, sir, if you knew what you were saying, you would say you hope you're just joking. You don't hope it's a fantasy, it's
right?
Because you know, it's a fantasy, I'm just not acting on it.
Gotcha.
God.
Hey, pull my finger.
Goodbye.
Jesus. Well, interesting.
Hello,
boy. I mean, lots of information on today.
Don and Mike show. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
I'm talking, and this serious, not as a joke. I certainly wouldn't
That's
do it.
That's always when I start laughing.
No. This is serious, not as a joke. If I was in that situation, I certainly would not have sex with a dead person, but I can't say...
Yes, Rob, let's give a round of applause for that.
But I can't say that I wouldn't look.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't say that maybe I wouldn't even touch.
I think you're very honest.
I would. If I saw like a nice set of boobs that weren't all crashed, that weren't all crashed up and everything.
But would you be like me in that where you'd kind of think, you know, there's like an evil spirit's going to enter your body if you do it. You know, there's something bad will happen. It's like bad karma.
No.
Would the coldness not disturb you?
No.
Okay.
What if you had?
I think you're saying you'd do that, but I don't think you'd really do that. I think if you got into the situation,
bring me a dead woman.
Oh God!
I'll feel her up right now.
Oh God!
Oh Jesus!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, on your Yankees World Series bet, diaper bet.
You know, can you tell I'm feeling better?
You're getting the edge back.
I'm getting everything back now.
Yeah.
I'm liking this. Yeah. Feel up a dead woman. Absolutely. Anna Nicole Smith laying there after she eats her 1,000th Whopper. I saw a picture of her in the tabloids.
She getting bigger?
Jesus Christ. She just got how much? $486 million.
Well, she hasn't gotten it yet, but...
Something like that from that old dude that she was married to.
Right.
They got a picture of her at Burger King eating 4 Whoppers.
Hey, why not? Not like she has to look good anymore. But when will she finally get that money?
Well, it's still being fought in court. And actually, she hasn't even been able to go to court in the last week because she's been trying to work off those Whoppers, and she injured herself by dropping a weight on herself at a health club this past week.
All I'm saying is, if I was the embalmer and she was there, I'd have to look. And I might have to touch.
Okay, might.
Just to feel. Just to feel. You know, not down
maybe.
There.
Maybe.
Not down there.
Maybe.
I'm an up there guy, not a down there guy.
Maybe.
You know, if it was Jennifer Aniston.
Are you saying maybe or are you saying you would?
Well, it depends on the girl.
Oh, my God.
If it was Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, God.
I might have to kiss her.
Oh, my God.
I might have
to. Oh, dear.
I might have to.
Oh, dear me.
Just to see what it's like.
That's hideous.
Not down there. Up there.
That makes it better.
That's
hideous. A-okay.
Okay. Listen, what do you want? We have to break. I'm sorry.
On your World Series bet, the loser has to soil the diaper.
No way.
No, absolutely not. That's gross.
That's where we draw the line.
That's gross.
Idiot.
That's where me and Count Yorga draw the line here.
Please.
The creature of the night. That's where me and Dracula draw the line here.
Come on. You know, Elizabeth Hurley gets hit by a car. I'm laying there. I mean, I'm standing there, she's laying there.
And the ghost of Hurley comes back and haunts you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll deal with that. I'll deal with that payback.
The haunting.
Just cop a little feel.
And then you'll be, you go home, you go to sleep. And in your dreams, her vision comes out. You bastard.
Clear those lines right now. Let's do a call 100. Apparently, I'm the only one in the room honest enough to admit that I would feel up Elizabeth Hurley if she was laying dead in front of me.
I think we're all being honest here. I think we're all being extremely honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
How about you, pal?
No.
Not even you're not with me on this?
I can't get the image out of my mind of, like, grabbing the breast and leaving, like, imprints in it because it's not living flesh to bounce back anymore. It's just a bad, nasty thing.
Bluish.
Maybe I'd have to be, like, an ER guy then. You know, so I get her right as she croaks.
So on the ride. On the ride to the parlor.
Yeah.
Body's still warm.
Right.
Lead's still hooked up.
Ew. Okay. Call 100 time.
Gross.
877-365-3636. And if you're calling from New York, same prize for you if you call 877-692-1027.
That's right, Don.
Okay, call 100 from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. If you're listening to us on WNEW tonight, call 877-692-1027. 877-692-1027, and we'll take call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You got a gift, my friend. You got a gift. Oh, yeah. You saw that there was something that I was trying to do, and you figured that out. That's why you are who you are. God bless you. You got a f***ing gift.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Yes, you do.
Don't make them pimps smack you. Don and Mike.
How you doing, Walker? Time now for call number 100. Here we go. My brother's on one of these lines. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a call 100, okay?
All right.
Hold on. I'll do it with you on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Green Bay.
Kevin from Green Bay. Well, say hello to my brother from Wisconsin, my brother Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey. Green Bay.
Yeah.
How are you listening to this show?
On WNFL.
Oh.
We're on in Green Bay, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, you, my friend, you've won the WWF No Mercy prize pack from Comcast Cable, Cox Cable, WWF In Demand No Mercy in your home Sunday night at 8 o'clock, live from Albany, New York. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System to order. Enjoy your wrestling.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for listening.
Okay.
And let's go pack.
Let's go, yes.
Yes, Mike's not trading Freeman, as it turns out.
No, I will be holding on to him so I can lose with him.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the show.
No problem.
Every day on WNFL in Green Bay. Yeah, Jimmy, didn't you know that we were out there?
No, I didn't know that. No. Nobody tells me anything.
All right, well, listen, here he is. From Wisconsin, my brother, Dum. And you know, Jimmy, I said on the air what happened, that a couple of weeks ago, when I was talking about you instant messaging me, that I mentioned, you know, your name at the time, your screen name was Dum, Jim Dum,
yeah,
or something like that. And my brother, I told you, called me that night, and he said, man, I got like 50 instant messages from people.
Yeah, a lot of people out there are familiar with Jimmy Dum.
Right. So now you had to change the screen name, right?
Yeah, don't say what it is now.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. It's a secret.
Yeah, I thought it was before.
Is it Damn Dummy?
It's called the wet thing.
Remember, that's what our dad used to call our penises.
The wet thing.
Your wet thing. No, listen, I wasn't even thinking, because I didn't say that it was like with AOL or Microsoft or Juno or Hotmail. I just said, hey, it's funny to be on the computer and see, would you accept the message from Dum Jim?
Dum.
And I guess a lot of people with not a lot to do ended up instant messaging you. Now, didn't you tell me that Buzz instant messaged you?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me, Jim.
Did you hear that?
I guess he didn't. Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Could you hear Buzz?
What's your screen name, Buzz?
I don't have a screen name. I don't do the instant message thing.
See, what was the screen?
Well, somebody's BSing me then.
Oh, yeah, of course. What was the screen name that instant messaged you and said it was Buzz?
Something SPO3on3.
That is not Buzz Burbank.
Nope. No, it's not. It's not.
I don't know who it is.
What did they say to you?
That you were feeling under the weather and everybody hopes that you are doing okay. Stuff like that.
Somebody trying to sound like Buzz, trying to sound credible.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, people are sick. Well, anyway, don't worry. Your new screen name is safe with me.
Yeah, okay.
Now listen. Well, you know, I didn't know. I really didn't realize. I was just saying how funny it looked on the screen to
right.
see, would you accept a message from user Dum Jim?
Dum Jim.
And you know, he gets like 50 instant messages.
So are you a man of leisure now, Jimmy?
No, I was just out in Syracuse, New York this week.
Well, now, hold on. The last I told everybody, you just gotten fired.
No, I didn't get fired. We got laid off.
Well, and you're back to work now?
Well, kind of Todd needed somebody to run this load out to Syracuse and down to Pittsburgh and back, and so he paid me cash under the table, and tomorrow night he wants me to go to San Francisco.
So you're still enjoying all the benefits that unemployment brings one.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So you're going to go out to Frisco?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Okay. See you out there Monday morning.
I don't think you should be on the radio talking about
not a good idea.
That,
the table.
That you're taking money under the table and you're still going to be on unemployment.
That's why he's dumb Jim.
Right.
No, it don't matter.
No, it don't matter.
It just don't matter.
It don't matter. Hey, you know what? I couldn't open up the file with the picture you sent me of Rachel.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. It would.
All you got to do is right click on it and put it into your favorites.
Right, listen, Mr. Computer Literacy. Okay, who didn't even know about this till I got him a computer? I tried. I'm just telling you, send it to me again. I couldn't open it.
Oh, okay. Did you already delete it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because what I do when people send me pictures, I just right-click on it and put it into my favorites, and then go into favorites and open it up.
I thought favorites were for websites.
Well, yeah, it'll work, too.
Yeah, you can do both there.
See, I didn't know that. I'm the most computer illiterate of anybody.
You're worse than Umdum is.
I'm worse than Umdum. I just do very specific things on the computer.
So you got laid off.
Well, I was planning on coming out there to see you this week, but then, you know, this work came up, so got to drive that big red Peterbilt.
When were you going to warn me that you were going to come out here this week?
Probably a day before.
A day before.
And this would be just a leisure trip?
No, I just show up at the door.
There you go.
And tell Frida, hey, I'm here.
Well, no, see, it's a good thing you didn't, because Frida's in Los Angeles already, and I'm going out tomorrow to do another thing on that TV show.
You're going out to L.A.?
Yeah, tomorrow.
When are you going to be, when are you coming back from there?
Over the weekend.
Oh, man. Okay.
Why?
Well, no, L.A.'s quite a ways away from San Francisco.
Yeah. That's a few hours.
Yeah, well, I'm only going to be there for 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just going in, doing it, and coming out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I
mean,
what I'm going to be doing.
You'll
be there Friday night, won't you?
F you, Mike. I'm going out on Friday night with my Hollywood friends.
Oh.
Listen, I mean, I love my brother and everything, but...
What show are you going to do?
King of Queens.
Oh.
And I'm going to be going out Friday night with Leah.
Oh.
Thanks, pal. Thanks, buddy.
Well, let me know when the show is going to be on, though, so I can tape it.
And I, in turn, would like to remind everyone that Mike will be live in person.
No. Because okay. I'll swear if okay. you do that. No, okay. no.
All right. Okay.
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 All right.
Okay.
Okay. I asked you that.
Okay, but come on.
I know. I'm just kidding. He's not going to come down to Los Angeles and see you. That's why he's
You don't
that.
Know him.
I don't know him. No, I don't.
I know him. He could. Jesus, that's all I need. Be sitting at Spago, finally be enjoying my lifelong dream of Leah in one arm, Frida on the other arm, and all of a sudden a big 18-wheeler pulls up out front with my brother.
Yeah.
Dumb van line.
Hey, what are you eating?
Now, I did tell you, though, that I think I told you last weekend when you told me that you're out of work that, you know, anytime you want to come down and just hang out for a while, you know, the door's open.
Okay, well, maybe when I get back from California.
All right, good. And what's the job prospects? What are the prospects down the road?
Oh, I haven't had even time to look.
So you're thinking what, through the holidays?
What do you mean, to come out there?
No, to find a job.
Oh, I don't know.
So you're going to be laid off indefinitely?
Yeah, from this last job it was, yeah.
But you're on good terms with the guy, so there's a chance he might hire you back.
Oh, no, well, the same guy is the guy that I'm working for now.
Oh, the guy who laid you off is the guy who's going to pay you under the table?
Yeah, this is the guy that I worked for last year.
You do better under the table than you do on the regular payroll?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you do.
But, no, I worked for this guy last year driving to Peterbilt. And
well, then why did he lay you off?
Well, because he got into this local thing, hauling parts into GM. And the company, we were contracted, this company, and they said, we don't need you guys anymore. So he still has his over-the-road trucks.
Well, why doesn't he just hire you to do that, then?
Because he knows that's what I don't want to really be gone, because otherwise I won't see Rachel.
Oh, I got you. But so you could have a regular job with this guy.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have time away from Rachel.
Right. Okay. So when I get back from California, I'll look for another decent local job.
And there are lots of jobs, right? I mean, in the economy, lots of jobs.
Yeah, but out here, they don't want to pay very much.
Not in Wisconsin, Mike.
No.
$9-$10 an hour.
Well, wait.
You just got to take your time and look for the ones that pay $15-$18.
The best money's long haul, right, if you go over the road?
What's that?
The long-haul trucking, like when you go to San Francisco, you go to Syracuse. That's the best money in trucking, right?
It all depends.
right.
What was it about? How fast you go? How fast you get the stuff
out
there?
You can make good money that way, too, but over the road. But, you know, you get into a Teamster place or something like that, you know, you're getting paid $22 an hour. You know, plus you're home every night having sex and steak.
Jimmy, let me ask you.
Hallelujah.
And don't we all just want to be home every night having sex and steak?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, who you're for in the presidential election?
Bush.
Now, look at that.
You finally have met the minds with your brother.
It's common ground.
I think in the years past, you guys have gone separate ways.
I don't think we've ever really seriously discussed politics.
No.
Why are you for Bush?
I just don't like Gore. He's a liar.
Okay. What has he lied about?
About the internet and all kinds of other stuff. I don't know. I just don't like Gore.
I think that's more of a joke, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
That he made of the internet.
Yeah, okay.
I really do.
Okay.
And I'm for Bush, and I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm remaining strangely silent over here.
Who is your favorite friend on TV's Friends?
Who is my favorite friend?
Yeah.
On the show Friends?
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
You don't watch it?
No.
As far as the Subway Series coming up, who are you picking, the Mets or the Yankees?
Probably the Yankees.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
You asked a question, I gave you an answer.
And we appreciate that.
What are you thinking about dressing up for on Halloween?
I'm not, but Rachel is.
What will Rachel be going as?
A bride.
Oh, that's
a bride.
Yeah.
If you were going to dress as somebody, what would you dress as?
Don Geronimo.
Oh, come on. Knock it off. Come on, really. What would you dress as?
I don't know. Probably a bum.
A bum.
A bum.
I play that part pretty good.
We come from that generation. Right. I mean, I went 10 years in a row, you know, from my 13th birthday till the time I was 23, being a bum. No, I'm just joking. But, I mean, remember when a bum was the cool thing to be? What are you going to be? I'm not really into Halloween. I still want to get the candy, but I'm going to go as a bum, right?
Well, let me see if you remember. What was I the most when we were kids?
Probably Batman.
Batman, right. And what were you the most when we were kids?
I can't remember.
As I recall, you didn't participate in the dressing up part on Halloween.
I used to go out and do the egging and all that stuff.
You were a mischief maker.
Yes, I loved
tomatoes and eggs.
And I'm talking even like when I was 12 and 13, I would still put on my fag Batman suit.
Just to get candy?
Well, no, just to wear the suit.
I believe that.
And he would go out with his friends. And,
with
you know,
ruffians and just egg houses and stuff like that.
We ran in separate circles because I'm a couple years older than him. And you know, as it turns out, he should have been wearing the costume at 11.
Right.
And I should have been out egging the houses.
Do you remember that kid you went to school with named Kurt?
Sure.
Little short guy.
Kurt, right. I want to say Warner, but that's just because I'm thinking of Kurt Warner. Kurt Lambert.
Yeah.
Right.
Me and David got caught egging his house.
Did his dad catch you?
No, his mom and Kurt seen us inside.
They seen you?
Yeah.
They seen you. Did they bust you?
Yeah, they called mom.
And then what happened?
I can't remember. I think we had to go over and spray the house off.
No. I remember. No, you had to go clean up their garden.
Because, I can't remember.
Because you would, there were these people in our neighborhood, my friend Kurt Lambert, they grew like vegetables in their backyard.
Right.
And my brother and his friends had gone over there, trampled over all the crap in the backyard, and then tossed all these tomatoes at the house.
Oh, boy, so you picked their tomatoes and then threw them at the house.
And they opened the window, and they looked outside, and they said, hey, look. That's Jimmy's sword.
Oh, man, and Jimmy got caught.
Because he wasn't wearing a costume on Halloween.
A good lesson.
Right. Because he just liked going out and doing the crap. Just doing all the junk. When the kids come to your house this year, what will be the candy du jour that you serve?
Probably Three Musketeers and Smarties.
Okay, will they be regular size or teeny size?
Them little teeny size.
Bite size.
No, you can't do that.
What are you serving at your house this year?
Reese's.
Reese's.
And full-size Snickers. Mm-hmm. Reese's and full-size Snickers.
Oh, that's good.
We go all the way.
So cool. Full-size
you
Snickers.
To. You know what I mean? You got to.
Yeah, you look in there, when you're going through the stuff, and you see a full-size Snickers bar.
Right.
It's a treat.
You remember that that's a house you're not going to egg next year.
Right.
Because they gave you a full-size Snickers.
I always admire you when you do that every year.
And maybe we're getting crazy here, thinking about giving away gigantic Kit Kats.
That's cool.
Have you seen
the big super long one?
Yeah, no, not the regular Kit Kats, but like the big gigantic ones.
I thought you outdid me. We're going hog wild this year.
What are you doing?
Slim Fast shakes.
Buzz, are you still giving away toothbrushes?
Yeah, toothbrushes and floss this year.
All right.
You can never tell. Those kids ought to start thinking about their weight early on.
All right. Well, listen, Num-Dum. It's good to talk to you. Have a safe trip out to the West Coast.
Yeah, I will.
Okay?
All right.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Call me when you get back.
Okay.
And warn me if you're coming out of here, but you're welcome anytime.
Okay.
All right, man.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
I love it when he calls and he's all happy. And he was all happy today. He's like, into Halloween. I kind
of
dig that.
Of course he's happy. He's unemployed. He's getting unemployment. He's getting money under the table.
And it's hunting season just around the corner.
Right. Could not be happier. Now, listen, we have a big experiment on today's show. We've not gotten to it yet.
A medical experiment.
Dennis Murphy is here. And the setup on this is that we're sending Dennis this weekend, courtesy eGars.com, the world's number one cigar site on the web, www.eGars.com. We're sending Dennis to a porno convention in Mexico,
right,
where he's going to be spending a week hanging around with porno stars while they have sex in front of him and in front of other guys from around America. The guy who can go the longest without getting an erection,
right,
will get a part in an upcoming porno movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be shooting movies around Dennis, having coitus. There will be girls performing lap dances. There will be girls that will be feasting on the yeast right in front of Dennis.
And all Dennis has to do is not to respond in any way to this.
Right. He has to remain soft. So we are going to give him a test. We're going to take a break to set up the TV here. Buzz has brought in some of his pornos, and Dennis has a Speedo. We are going to turn the lights down in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
We're going to seriously watch Buzz's porno. And Lisa is going to be at eye level at Dennis's crotch. And she will tell us if, in fact, anything's happening down there while we're watching the pornos.
We will see what happens with this grand experiment.
Okay, so stay there. The next Dennis Murphy experiment is straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
Ladies are always encouraged to call the Don and Mike Show at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call
us. Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Why, of course, Eddie. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
Who let the dogs out?
Let's see where Dennis is.
He's right out in the hallway.
Okay, wheel him in, everybody. Sex animal, Dennis Murphy, joining us now. Major effing star, recently celebrated a birthday he did. Here
what
comes.
He did something. Did you knock into something coming in here?
Dennis Murphy, hi. What are you doing, Dan? Have a seat. Into the microphone, please. Into the microphone.
How you doing?
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, God.
Once again, Dennis.
That didn't clock to me.
Come on, knock it off.
Oh, he's doing his shtick.
Hi, yes,
Dennis.
He is.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Can't wait to see you on ESPN tomorrow.
Thank you, Dennis.
Oh, you'll be on TNT tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to miss you anyway. Okay, TNT. Okay.
All right.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
So, Dennis.
Yeah.
Are you excited about your trip to Mexico?
It's going to be a great trip. I cannot wait to see a lot of naked women at Cancun.
How are your T-shirts selling, Dennis?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Mike. So far today, I have sold over 1,000 T-shirts.
This year?
Well, overall.
Total, over
1,000 T-shirts.
That's wonderful. What about the...
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
What about the story that Lisa was just telling me about how you got kicked out of Safeway for selling T-shirts there?
I don't know what Lisa's you're talking about. Charlie asked the same thing. I wasn't kicked out of a Safeway.
Were you kicked out of a parking lot?
I might have been kicked out of a parking lot, but not out of a Safeway.
Dennis the peddler. Okay, so here's the deal. We're sending Dennis to Mexico, where they're having a giant porn convention this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Dennis's job, he's going to be in competition with other guys throughout America, as I mentioned.
To not get excited.
It'll be to sit around, watch them make porn movies, get lap dances, watch these beautiful naked women having sex, and remain flaccid.
Flaccid.
He is not allowed to get an erection.
Now, we thought you're the right man for the job because based on the time when we sent you out to the bordello in Las Vegas and we've sent you around, you've had some performance issues.
Yeah, I have a couple of performance issues.
So we figured you'd be the right man for this.
Now, generally speaking, do you have a hard time getting and sustaining an erection?
Not really.
When is the last time you had a good old stiffy?
Maybe last weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
That's the last time you had a boner?
Oh, no. I had a couple boners since then.
Okay, when I said a good old stiffy, I didn't mean the last time you had sex.
No, he meant the last time you were like that.
Oh, okay.
When was the last time?
Saturday night.
And it doesn't count when you wake up in the morning with one. Because that's not of your own
free will. So even last Saturday night, I think the national average is, I think the average man gets two a day.
Yeah.
And, last Saturday night, that's a long time ago.
I had one when Lisa was in here playing the DMV tape.
Oh, my God.
Earlier today. Did you see how many buttons were undone on our blouse?
Oh, yeah, God. I saw that.
And then again, when we were talking about funeral homes, right?
Yes. I've had two boners during today's show. I was talking about feeling up Elizabeth Hurley.
Are feeling better, aren't you? You are feeling better.
Did you see how hot Lisa looks today, really?
Yeah. Okay, who's wife's in L.A.? All right.
Oh, my wife is in L.A.? Really?
Yeah, she looks about right.
Wonderful. Anyway, Dennis.
Yeah.
You're right, Mike. My wife's in L.A. I totally had forgotten on that. I spaced out on
sleep. Who's mine?
The fact that I could virtually say anything now without fear of repercussion.
This is true. Absolutely.
Right. So, Dennis.
You're gone.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get a boner for the last 5 days?
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about sex in the last 5 days?
Oh, I've got to think about sex every day.
Yes,
isn't that cool?
Sure.
So, isn't there some survey that says the average guy thinks about sex like every other second of the day or something?
Every couple of minutes, according to the recent survey that I read. That's the norm. Right.
Dennis, when's the last time you thought about sex before you came in here?
This morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
And in what regard did you think about sex this morning?
I'm thinking about being with a woman.
Were you watching Barbara Harrison on Channel 4?
No, actually, I was watching Katie Couric, who I met once.
Oh, okay, very good.
I almost had a chance to take her home one time.
What?
Right. Katie Couric.
You almost had a chance to take Katie Couric home?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Really?
How does that work?
Oh, no, Katie Couric was doing a feature.
What? Would she work for Channel 4?
Yeah, Channel 4.
Right.
Apparently, I was at the disabled dating picnic, and she showed up.
You were at a disabled dating picnic?
Yeah. And she showed up, and her car would not work. And I said, Katie, my car works. You want to come home with me? And she said, thank you, Dennis. But, hey, at least I got the opportunity.
You know, one thing you can always say about Dennis Murphy, he's got guts. He's always,
gives it a shot.
He always goes for it.
What the heck?
That's why he's standing here in this studio.
Gives it a shot. Okay, well, before we play Buzz's Porno, we did ask you to go to a Speedo shop and get a Speedo bathing suit so that Lisa can actually sit at your feet and notice what's happening in your crotch.
Okay.
So before we do that,
okay,
would you please take your T-shirt off?
You want to see this belly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, take your Dennis Murphy is a major effing star shirt off.
All right.
And I'll give you a plug for www.dennismurphy.com.
Hey, and there's new content on it. I have a video of me on it.
All right.
There's
a video of you?
Yeah.
Is your website as good as Homo Joe's?
Homo Joe and I are just about the same now.
Huh. Okay. All right, good. I'm glad it's improved.
Yeah. And now, you are actually almost striking a pose. You're voguing here for us.
Yeah.
Have you done some work?
No, but I always have a big check. But
yeah, I think it's about a D cup. I think it's about a triple D. I'm just kidding, Dennis.
He's trying to make like an Adonis pose for us
Dennis
right now.
Dennis is not, you know, there have been many more horrible looking people that have taken their shirts off.
Really? Give me a list.
I guess not right now. Give me the weekend to think it over.
Okay.
Dennis, we're just having fun. I see part of it.
Hey, what the hell? Hey, we're just all having a great time. Okay.
See, Lisa even had to peek in there for a second.
Yeah.
Here's Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
All right, now, Dennis, if you would please remove your shorts.
Are you sure?
And let us see you in your Speedo.
There it is.
Okay.
Bravo, Dennis. Yeah, no, Dennis, you got
stop adjusting it.
You got
if you would please turn around. if you would bend over and touch your
Dennis,
toes.
You are the greatest.
If you would bend over and touch your toes, please.
You are the greatest,
thank
Dennis.
You, Dennis.
Dennis okay. Murphy.
All right.
Oh, man, we love you, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
He is wearing a Speedo. What are you doing?
He's adjusting it.
Oh, my gosh.
He's adjusting it.
Hey, before we turn on the porno,
yeah,
how would you feel about taking a walk around the station like that? Would you go back and say...
just saying hi to everybody?
Hey, Rob, go see what girls are here right now.
All right.
I think I just saw the lovely Bretta leave. But maybe Michelle's here.
Dennis, you got to really... I mean, I was thinking plain blue, but you got to really...
Oh,
Dennis, please stop adjusting.
Oh, okay.
My God. It's fine.
Were you able to find one big enough for you?
Actually, I could eat with a bigger head. So
you kind of squeezed into that one.
Yeah, you know, I'm more like a 42. I went under it in 42.
But it doesn't look like it's totally uncomfortable.
I'm good.
I mean, not for him.
I'll say this. He does have that.
I got to say, Dennis Murphy's back, ladies and gentlemen.
He does. Yes, he is.
Dennis Murphy is back with a vengeance.
He does have the look of the German tourist on the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. You would see many German tourists that are in the same condition as Dennis that would be wearing those
who's
feet.
Here, Rob?
Michelle Combs and Jessica Rodriguez.
Okay. Listen, here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Let me get Michelle on the phone.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send Dennis back with a singing telegram.
Yeah, you want to have Jessica go sit next to Michelle?
Yeah, Rob, why don't you go? I'll tell Michelle on the phone.
To call Jessica over?
Right, listen, just get Dennis back there because they're probably listening under the delay. And Dennis, when you go back there, sing, I just called to say I love you.
Okay.
From Don and Mike. Let me make sure I got him on the phone here. Send Dennis back in his Speedo.
Good job, Ben.
Michelle Combs.
Michelle, it's Don and Mike.
We're sending a present back to you.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
You know, you're our favorite.
The present is on its way, and I think we're going to know right away when you receive the present. I hope you let us know when your present arrives.
Okay, that's a little scary.
No, it's fun. Right. You're going to love this, Michelle.
It'll be special.
Oh, my God.
Now,
oh, my God.
I should be hearing something.
I love you.
That's right. give the phone to the stripper, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, Dennis,
yeah.
you really got to sing for Michelle now.
Okay, Michelle, every condition. I just called to say I love you. You're hot, Michelle.
There you go.
And this
message
is from Don and Mike.
There you go.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Good job, Dennis.
Okay.
Beautifully done.
Back to the studio?
Why don't you go see if Jessica is at her desk?
Okay. Well, I'm taking Jessica, please.
I'll call Jessica.
Bye, Michelle. That's our gift.
There's Michelle.
Make the afternoon a little brighter.
Let me call Jessica Rodriguez. Another one of the hotties.
Hello?
Hey, Jessica.
Hi.
Don and Mike here with a gift for you.
Has our gift arrived, Jessica?
I'm afraid to look.
Take a look. That's Dennis Murphy. You're getting a Dennis-gram.
Great.
A Denny-gram.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. Right, you made my day.
He should be singing something to you now, Jessica.
Yeah, ask him to sing to you.
Okay. They want you to sing something to me.
Jessica, I just called to say I love you. I just called to say I really care.
Oh, my gosh. It's wonderful to be serenaded.
There you go.
All right, Jessica. Thank you.
Guys.
All right. Bye-bye. He's the man today.
Yes, he is.
He is the man today.
Hey, Charlie, do we have a digital camera? Because you know what? We really should take a picture of Dennis in this Speedo, and we should allow him to put it up on his website.
Okay, if we do, I'll bring it down.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're the man, Dennis. You are the man.
Yeah, you're back, Dennis.
You're back all the way, Den.
You got to get a picture of yourself in this outfit and post it on your website.
Okay.
I guarantee you get 50,000 hits tonight.
Oh, you got a camera.
There?
All right.
You want to take a picture?
Yeah, let me take a picture.
Okay.
Robbie, turn the lights up, will you, please?
The flash is on.
So just push this button right here.
Yeah.
Want to stand underneath the WJFK sign?
Yeah.
There, Dennis?
Well,
right over here.
No, right there.
Okay, right there.
And give me something. You have to hold on to it.
There you go.
Now, bend, let me get one of you bending over.
All right.
There's
going to be a lot of hits on this website, Dennis.
Turn around.
Hey, give him this pose.
Yeah, give me the
Muscle Man pose.
Muscle Man.
Yeah, that's it. That's better, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
And...
There it is.
Action.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. I see you're wearing your moccasins again, Dennis.
Will you be able to get those pictures developed and put them on your website?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, well, then I'll give the address. How long do you think it'll take you to do that?
I just got a few more pictures, and I can get them in an hour.
How many more pictures?
20.
20?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Pick one of them, Mike.
You want a picture, Mike? Here you go.
All right,
here's Mike. No, I'll turn it around on me.
Oh.
Hey, right here. Hi. Going to L.A. Hi. Going to L.A. Come on. Going to L.A. Come on. Hi.
What? You're not getting a flash, but it took.
Oh, it took? It doesn't need a flash because I got lights over here. What are you doing?
Let me take one of you and Rob.
That'll be nice.
Okay, Rob.
No, that's not.
Okay.
Come here, Rob.
I moved that microphone out. The way.
Here you go.
Trust
here
we go. Friend.
Ready?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, let me take one of you in mine.
All right.
I'm sweaty because I'm cold.
Okay.
Okay, why are you so sweaty?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's dripping perspiration.
All right, good.
Okay. Can I take one of Buzz?
Well, let me take one of Buzz through the window.
Okay.
Oh, that'll just, that'll glare. We'll get the flash.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. That'll be a flash with my hand sticking out of it.
And let me see. How many are left now, Dennis?
Take
one of Dennis. Oops. Sorry, I forgot. I'm having so much fun. Take one of Dennis with Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Lisa, come in here, please.
That's a good idea.
Come here, let's take a picture of you and Dennis. And meanwhile, I'm just going to blow off like a million taking pictures of carts.
Woo!
There you go.
No!
All right, hold on, honey. Hold on a second. I'm just wasting film right now.
Oh,
okay.
Hold on.
Dennis! Lisa, Dennis,
stop.
Dennis, do not attack her.
You're too sweaty.
Not allowed.
Okay, smile.
Keep taking them.
All right, keep taking them. Okay, you got it. Here we go. Okay. Come on, give me something. Here we go. All right, now. Dennis, don't touch her.
Dennis, stop pawing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Hold on. Give me another one now. Let me see something.
You're blocking the camera.
Yeah, baby.
Are you blocking the camera with...
Oh, you know what?
No, I'm not with the microphone. No, I can see through the...
You know what, though? The eye finder is a different route than...
Yeah, you've been taking pictures in front of your microphone.
All right. Okay. All right. Hold on. Here we go. Okay.
Those are good pictures right there.
You're now sexy, ready?
Okay, sexy now. Right. Come on.
He has to touch, doesn't he? He has to cop the feel.
Sexy. All right, Jesus.
Sexy. Oh, I'll finish it. Don't worry. I'll finish it.
Hold on. It's almost there.
Okay. It's 24. 24.
24?
Yeah.
God damn, there's four more. Okay, Mike. I know Mike wants another one taken.
Can I take a picture of you, Don, please?
No, there's already a picture.
How about a picture of Dennis with you?
No, thanks.
He sees that one with me. You ought to be on there.
We need a picture
All right.
of Dennis with Dennis.
All right. Come on over, Dennis. Come
Wait,
on.
Dennis.
All right, here we go.
Come on over. Okay, don't touch me, though. Don't touch me. Just,
okay.
Here, go ahead. Get in front of me. There you go. Hi.
Hi,
Mike.
Closer
together. Oh, F you, Mike.
Yeah.
F you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, now a picture of Buzz with Dennis.
Plenty of pictures.
What we're doing is we're just wasting Dennis's roll of film.
Sure.
All right, this is going to be quite a website.
Okay, now this is Buzz with Dennis.
Buzz with Dennis, okay.
Buzz with Dennis in his Speedo. God damn, he's sweaty.
He is sweaty. He's perspiring.
Sweaty.
I'm going to get him a paper towel.
Oh, is that all the pictures now?
Yeah, I think there should be one more.
Okay. Okay, at least she's taking a picture of herself.
Okay, I'm going with
him. Not done.
Not done?
Oh, I got it.
All right, you got it, Dennis?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful.
Good job.
So get those pictures developed and put them on your website.
We got a paper towel for Dennis, Rob.
DennisMurphy.com.
A roll of paper towel.
A roll of paper towels. Hold on a second. When we come back, we're going to put Buzz's tape on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put Dennis in that chair. And Lisa's going to have to sit at Dennis's feet and monitor his crotch.
We'll see what happens.
To make sure that he stays soft. Are you ready, Dennis?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, all right, time out. We got to do a break first, and then we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show from the creators of Marky in the Middle. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Now, keep in mind that tomorrow we're going to have a scheduled best-of show.
Yes.
Because I'm going out to Los Angeles to be with Frida. We're going to... I'll be taping King of Queens, where I have actually a couple of lines on the show.
You're going to be making your speaking debut on that show.
Tell you about that on Monday. And tomorrow, Mike will be doing the announcements out at the President's Cup, a very fancy golf tournament with the best golfers in the world.
I'm not sure. It was hard for me to read the stuff they were sending over, but I think the USA is leading. Is
we are indeed.
5-0?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, won every match today.
So you can see Mike on TV tomorrow on TNT, and then Saturday, you can see him on NBC.
Yeah, the President's Cup, big golf tournament.
And we'll have recaps of both those big stories happening on Monday's episode. Now, next week, we're going to have our Halloween show.
Hey.
Some of the stuff we're doing for Halloween next week is going to be a candy-eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
Really, candy-eating to the point of vomiting.
Oh, wow, always
where,
exciting.
You know, the first to naturally vomit wins a prize.
Absolutely.
Also, we're going to be doing, so I don't want to get into great detail, but the Halloweeny contest.
Ooh!
And next Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be live in New York, because Mike and I will be going to Game 4 of the World Series on Wednesday night at Shea Stadium.
And maybe, who knows, if there's a sweep, we'll be paying off our bet about who gets to wear the adult diaper and sit on a commode in the middle of Midtown Manhattan.
And we're going to have the special in-studio show for everybody listening to us on WNEW next Thursday. We'll be in New York on Wednesday and Thursday.
Very good.
But we'll have something special for New Yorkers. And speaking of that, we do have the No Mercy prize pack right now. WWF, No Mercy and Demand at your home this Sunday night, 8 o'clock. This contest is for New York only. So if you're listening to us now on WNEW, call 877-692-1027 and be caller number 100.
Good luck, New Yorkers.
Don't call on our regular line. Call on the NEW line now and be the 100th caller.
Very good.
Okay, Buzz has brought in his video, his porno.
Mm-hmm.
It's night train?
Night trips.
And Dennis is wearing a Speedo. Dennis, what we'd like you to do is have a seat.
Relax.
Dennis's porno trip to Cancun, Mexico, incidentally, sponsored by Egars, www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Right.
Now, we're going to ask Lisa to come in, and Lisa has the toughest job of all.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
Amen.
Lisa's going to be sitting at the feet of Dennis Murphy,
observing.
Actually, why don't you put Dennis on that mic, and let Lisa's mic... be the one down by his feet.
I know. Mike don't like me. I know that.
What? What's going on over there?
See, you. What do you mean I don't like you?
Just joking. Okay.
He really, you know, I've always said he thinks I hate him. He's always thought I hate him. Dennis, I love you, man.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Look at that baby.
Dennis is wearing a Speedo. And Lisa is on the floor. Lisa, all we ask is that you watch Dennis's crotch.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Robbie, if you would turn the lights off, please. We would like the lights to be at porno level. We're going to turn on... Yeah, thank you, Buzz, for turning down your lights in your room.
You bet.
And Rob, hit play. Let's watch some of Buzz's hardcore porno.
This is from the Buzz Burbank collection. This is quality stuff.
Now, Buzz, you have to tell us what's going on here. Tell us what's happening with the plot here.
Okay, well, a young lady has gone to a very special clinic.
because she's having these dreams.
He knows the plot.
So they're going to hook her up to a machine. This is medical science at its finest. And through this machine, the doctor and his attractive nurse...
Oh, the guy's taking off her underpants
can
now.
Actually see what's going on in this woman's dreams.
Now, Lisa, I'm going to have to ask you to please pay attention to Dennis and Crunch.
Sorry.
I noticed you watching the movie with
us.
Yeah,
I was.
Right. Please... watch Dennis's crotch. And Dennis,
I'm watching the movie.
I want you to get in a zen mode. And I want you to
focus on the screen, Dennis.
Tune out
everything else in the studio. We've turned the lights off for you. Can you see what's happening there, Dennis?
That's an ice cube, Dennis.
Ice cube on the bush.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Dennis.
The man's using an ice cube on the woman's vaginal area.
Yeah, strictly in the name of science, of course.
A scientific experiment.
And now, look, now he's making it disappear. Oh,
I see it.
Oh, there's a hot girl.
Science.
Well, look at that.
Science.
That hot girl's name is Tori, and she's the one who's having this dream that we're looking in on now.
Okay, and he's still doing the thing to her with the ice cube.
First thing to do when it starts to hurt is to ice the area.
Yes, that's correct.
Lisa, what's happening down there?
Not much action down here, Don.
All right, Dennis is still focused.
I'm still focusing. I'm watching that lady. She's enjoying herself.
Are you aroused in any manner, Dennis?
No.
Not yet. No.
He's shaking his head no.
No.
Okay.
He is staring at the screen.
Here's the doctor and the nurse.
I'm concentrating on the screen.
Oh, now, she's doing to herself what Mike and I were doing to that fake plastic vagina this week.
That is true.
And well, I was going to Arizona.
She is, she's being finger-effed right now.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh, good action.
All right, now, Dennis, is this doing it for you at all?
No, Mike.
No?
No.
This is like a gynecological exam. This is not like a porno, what we're watching now.
So this doesn't do it for you, Dennis?
No.
Buzz, you may need to fast forward here to actual intercourse.
Feel free to use the speed search at any time.
Rob, why don't we fast forward to some actual coitus?
All right, let's see if that does it for Dennis, bro.
Since all we were getting there was just the warm-up.
Yeah, the four.
The foreplay.
Where the guy was having fun with the girl with the ice cube, and then he was going down to feast on the yeast.
Well, but Dennis, you know, I it just seems to me it doesn't seem to be having any effect. Which will bode well for him in Cancun.
Oh, yeah.
No, focus, Dennis. Focus.
Oh.
How are we doing up there?
All right, now another seems to be a toy.
What is that?
Well, it's a vibrator.
It's an Ildo deck.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a toy.
Dennis, or rather Buzz, how far do we have to get until we actually see the real stuff?
A little farther, I guess. And here we go. Some of the starting now, as a matter of fact.
All right, now this is the part that elicited a response from Dennis.
You know, we've always thought that Dennis has some psychological homosexual tendencies, so perhaps maybe this will do it now that we see... the man's thing.
Holy knuckle!
Dreams don't
it's kind of big.
Don't make any sense.
Lisa, look at Dennis's crotch. Don't look at the screen.
The woman's dreams jump around a lot.
We're watching a woman perform a Monica on a man.
While
she's she's finger effing.
And I guess it's like a dream, right?
Exactly, and we're monitoring that dream through.
Are you all getting hot on some clock right now? There's no action.
What do you mean there's no? What do you think you're looking at? You know what? Hold on. You know what I would say to him?
What?
There's no action. As I watch the gonad gobbler go to work, I would say to him, pause the tape for a second, Rob, and I want to make a statement here.
Mm-hmm.
That if I was watching this tape at home, the way that I watch these types of tapes.
Uh-huh. Are we going to get a lot of detail here?
No. I'm just going to say, I would also fast forward past this till you get a scene where they don't just junk it up and go from one girl doing one thing to another dream sequence to the other girl doing the other thing. I myself need to see just one act continuously.
Okay, so we'll give Dennis some credit here.
Okay? I mean, man, maybe I'm doing what I always accuse you of.
Right.
Maybe I'm giving him an excuse.
Well, let's see what happens. Well, this is one of those artsy-craftsy films. You may want to speed search ahead. That's the best way you can see what you're fast-forwarding through.
Well, they're, right now it looks as though they're staying on one particular... My God.
Oh, no, she's biting him.
Oh.
Well, in a friendly way.
In a friendly way.
Rob, you don't have to...
necessarily fast forward this. Go back.
But Rob, do step to one side, please.
Rob, why don't you back this part up and go slow on this part. Let's see if Dennis has a reaction to all of this.
Dennis, anything?
Crying, but there's no...
Well, you're not making a, you know, we want a natural reaction here, Dennis.
I'm contemplating, and there's nothing going on down there.
Sure isn't.
Oh, that's a lot of
keep looking now,
Dennis. I'm saying you're not a wreck.
Oh, okay.
Keep looking. We're watching a woman very close up perform a Monica on a man.
The woman does seem to have a bit of talent.
Yeah.
Indeed.
She sure does.
Indeed.
Damn. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Lisa, look at Dennis, not at the screen.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
She cooked the whole thing.
All right, Dennis.
Okay.
Yes, she did. Now she's continuing this act.
It's getting quiet in here. Well, right now.
We're watching some real hardcore porno
from the Buzz Burbank collection.
Mm.
Only the finest.
You crack me up.
What was that, Dennis? What is that? Oh, was that significant?
It looks good.
All right, let him enjoy himself.
Well,
because this is the whole point of this test.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets a boner now, he's going to be a big loser in Mexico.
No. I will win the contest.
What's she doing now? She's biting his stomach.
Biting again.
Nope, now she's going lower. She's doing that thing again.
And they cut back to the reality of the moment in the Ildo day.
Jesus.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, lights up for a second, please, Rob. We need Lisa to give us a report on Dennis's crotch.
At the moment, Don, there is no change.
No change. Dennis, would you stand up, please?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Would you stand, please?
No change?
No, I don't.
You're a casual observer.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
I don't think. Buzz, is the other tape more hardcore?
Maybe a little. They're about the same, but the other one might be. Don, I'd say he's passed the experiment.
I think we might have to watch one more tape.
All right, okay. I back you, Don. Let's watch another one.
If you insist.
But Lisa,
I'm watching.
You know what
Dennis.
This time? You know what this Dennis. Time really? Your back has to be turned to the TV, sweetie. You have to just look just at Dennis's crotch.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Homo Joe's on the phone. Hello, HJ?
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Homo Joe here.
I think I need to bring a gay tape down, or maybe he'll get aroused on that, do you think?
No, because what we were watching was, you know, a lot of the guy, and, you know, he still didn't seem to respond.
Oh, he still didn't get turgid.
No, he didn't. Thank you, though,
we're
Joseph.
We're putting in another tape, though, to see what's going on.
Don?
Yeah, Joe?
I'm going to do the high heel race and record that for you and bring it into the studio.
And when is the big gay high heel race?
It is on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at JR's on 17th and P.
All right, we'll call Monday and we'll plug the event for you.
Okay, Don and Mike.
All right, Homo Joe. Joe. And everybody go to his website, homojoe.com. You got more tape for me?
Yeah, the other tape's in there now.
On my site.
What's that, Joe?
I rated Dennis 9.9 on my site because I knew...
I saw that. Yes, he did. Listeners rated him a 3.3.
Joe gave him a 9.9. Do you? Yeah.
I have no idea what this is about.
How you guys rate women on your website.
Right.
On Homo Joe's, you get to rate men.
Yeah,
and
Joe
at the top of the list is Dennis Murphy, and it has Joe's vote and listeners' votes, and... Homo Joe rated him a 9.9, where the listeners gave him, I actually think it was a 3.8.
Yep. Fascinating.
Wow. Okay.
You can have a lot of fun on those websites.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess you got. All right, goodbye, Joe.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Rob, hold on the tape, because we need to take a break.
Very quick break, and then he's got another tape to see if he can prove himself.
And Dennis, thus far, you're doing great.
Thank you, Don. You know, I'm not proud of it, but...
Hey, God. Dennis, you're going to a competition where this is going to serve you right.
But, God, I'm like... if you were alone, could you be allowed to hang out if you were alone?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And Dennis,
yes.
Can I tell you something? As I sat here and really was concentrating,
uh-huh.
I, you know, really?
Do you have a chubby?
The beginning.
Oh, my God.
I had the beginning of the one.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. And you know whose fault that is?
Who?
That's your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Channel 596. Because there was a time I would not have even wanted to see that.
You expanded your horizons.
And now look at that.
So you're becoming less of a prude.
Now I look at that and,
that's good.
Getting a stiffy. I really am. Everybody, must turn your lights on. Jesus Christ, I can't
must
see
I?
You.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Turn your light, need
okay.
to see you.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Goes. We'll be back with the second part of this experiment right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you just push up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Give on up, man, and have a meal. And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello there. The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just had a suggestion. Maybe Dennis isn't getting hard because his speedo is so tight.
I'm not sure I like the alternatives to
Speedo. That would be Dennis
freeing himself from his
speedo. No thanks. However, thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think I have come up with something for this break, and it's going to require Lisa's help.
Oh, my God. What are you going to ask her to do?
Lisa.
Should I be scared?
Well, no. How would you feel off microphone as we're watching the movie to talk dirty to Dennis in his ear? Just whisper dirty stuff in his ear. Because I know you can do it because you were talking dirty when you were describing the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
When you left the room. Don't you remember what she said when you left the room?
Yeah, trash talking. I mean, a little dirty mouth.
I mean, that was
potty mouth.
That was dirty talking.
Well, I can give it a try.
Okay. Then let's turn the lights back down.
Now, no one will hear this except for Dennis.
Right.
I'll just be whispering in his ear.
Just put your hands like this over his ear and whisper. And, Rob, if you would get the movie going, we will have the Dennis Murphy Experiment, Part 2.
All cool.
Okay.
Okay, here I am.
Well, get the microphone away.
Wait until the movie actually starts.
All right, it's starting.
Buzz, and which one is this?
This is Night Trips 2. Buzz. Another one from Professor of Porn.
From Buzz's personal porno vault.
Mm-hmm. Directed by Andrew Blake.
All right, that looks like good hardcore sex, Rob.
All right.
Yeah, just leave it on there.
Okay, all right. Now get the microphone away, Dennis, because we can't hear any of this.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Lisa. Come on, you can do it.
All right.
What did she say?
I think whispering might be impossible.
Okay. The question that Lisa just asked was, now, Dennis, would you like me to talk dirty in, like, the things you'd like me to do to you?
Oh,
no.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hey, there's a money shot.
Wow. You sound like the show after.
You have come full circle. Wow. Oh, my God.
Why don't you rewind and show that again while Dennis... Well, hold on. While Dennis is being talked to.
Okay, Dennis is being talked to as we speak.
All right, go. Roll it.
All right.
Now everybody quiet, because there's a girl giving a guy a beat.
All right now. Oh. All right, and now Dennis is being talked to.
Oh, wow.
And Rob, I'm going to give you a cue in a second.
All right.
Rob, bring the lights up now. Bring them up now.
Now. What happened? Anything, Lisa?
Anything? Anything?
Is there anything happening there?
I saw something move. He seemed to enjoy it.
The talking, yes.
Did you get Dennis talking in the microphone?
Get the microphone, Dennis.
That was a little bit better because Nico was going to tell me
Dennis, I know what would happen. Did anything happen with you?
Be honest. A little movement.
A
little movement.
He's going to win this competition.
But not about. Can you imagine that? You're sitting there, watching hardcore pornography,
right?
And Lisa is talking dirty into your ear, telling you what she would do to you.
This is true. Wow.
And you still can't get a boner.
And nothing happened.
What are you
enjoying?
And
now
Dennis is still watching the movie. The movie is continuing now.
And Dennis is looking at it like he's looking at the Learning Channel. Oh, that'll gross you out. Look at that.
Ah,
I hate
licked it.
Oh, suck it.
Oh, no.
That's gross.
Well.
Okay, listen, turn it off. I believe you passed the experiment.
Okay.
Dennis, you are ready to go to Cancun.
What are you
going to
be wearing in this contest?
Like, you're wearing a speedo now.
No, I've got my rainbow bathing suit boxers.
Rainbow bathing suit.
Okay, so you're just going to be wearing
Once
shorts.
Again,
now, are they going to have women checking you?
He's wearing a rainbow bathing suit. Another chance for you to be gay?
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get.
Oh, yeah, do you know that a rainbow is the universal symbol for homosexuality?
Yeah, and
a
homo. It's not rainbow. It's like purple and light purple.
Purple
so
and yellow and red and orange.
Green and
rainbow.
Red.
Well, Dennis, congratulations.
Thank you.
You have passed the test.
Thank you.
And Lisa, I don't know, a tougher day you've had on this show.
Lisa has done a fine job.
On today's show, Lisa went and interviewed all the gypsies at DMV.
Yeah, these are tough assignments. I mean, incredibly difficult assignments.
Then she got on her knees and looked at Dennis's crotch, and then she even talked dirty to Dennis.
Yeah, good job today. Absolutely.
Thank you.
How was the dirty talk, Dennis?
Oh, it was really interesting. She was going to tell me what she was going to give her keys.
Dennis, you're not supposed to tell what I said.
He can't. He gets the head that he has to share.
I simply asked how it was.
You know why? Because you want to see Dennis's mistress? Here's Dennis's mistress right
the microphone.
Here.
Microphone.
There you go.
That's
absolutely
what Dennis wants to make love to.
He wants to make love. He could live in the radio.
All right, well, Lisa, yeoman's job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Dennis?
Yeah.
What can I say? You're Mr. Softy. And we're glad.
Okay.
Go to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Make us proud.
Yeah.
Come back. Don't get a boner and win the competition.
Okay. And can I say something?
Yes.
I'm going to be at the corner of Oak and Lee Highway at the McDonald's selling T-shirts. And if they want to look at my speedo, you know, come on by.
You know, he never stops.
He's constantly selling, but, you know, he sold 1,000 of those T-shirts.
Yeah. I want to sell another 1,000.
Wait a minute. All right. And call us from Mexico on Monday.
Okay, I will.
And Dennis, remember this. You are back, my friend. You are back.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
For Dennis.
DennisMovie.com.
All right, have Charlie give you the hotline. Call us Monday, collect from Mexico. And let us know. Jesus Christ.
You did a great job today, Dennis.
Look at him in his speedo.
Don't adjust no, in here.
Oh, come on, get out.
Please, Jesus.
Bye. Bye, Dennis. No boner.
He's happy today.
He's happy
because he knows how good he was on the show.
That's well, right. He did good.
He did great. He
wore his speedo. He ran around. He said hi to the girls who work here.
It was getting a little gamey in here.
If Dennis could stop in during the commercial and pick up his toilet paper that he was using to swab off with, that would be greatly appreciated.
Swab.
You don't have gloves? And Buzz, thank you for your extensive collection of pornography.
Hey, anytime I could help. There you go.
Just to settle a side bet that we had here in the studio.
Yes.
You actually had your pornography labeled.
Yes.
You know, you'd put a piece of tape and the name on there.
Yes.
At home,
uh-huh.
Are they alphabetical? Do you have lined up alphabetically?
Actually, no. Sadly, no.
Oh,
hey, how about that?
I'm a big loser.
But they are all similarly labeled.
I thought you would have, you know, A, you know, like, you know, your, for instance, you know, ass man.
Maybe someday, but you know, sometimes things get crazy.
B for boob town.
Right. And you know, for my money, that kind of stuff, that's the best right there. That stuff you brought in. That's quality.
That's right.
That's good quality.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bravo. Something for everybody there.
Bravo. Told you.
Wish they'd run a little bit of more of that kind of stuff on, on 596.
Let's go to Buzz Burbank right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
This guy Birdley.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's the lead story tonight?
Tonight, Bush's mom worries that Gore is a bully.
Ah, okay. More Bush talk. When we come back, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
They'll gladly run around in circles for you. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
See, I figured a way out.
Brilliant.
The cute past the crappy part of this song.
Yeah.
To get right to the good part. Matchbox 20. We're going to be giving away 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events from Comcast Cable and Cox Cable. We'll do that before the end of today's show, all right? Now, with our first
look at news in common. Here he is, Guy Burgley.
We got a call from a listener yesterday saying he thought Al Gore was going to smack George W. in Tuesday night's debate. That listener was not alone in thinking that. W.'s mom says she also thought Gore was going to hit him.
Nice Bush.
Quoting Barbara Bush, it sort of scared me. She's criticizing Gore for taking such an aggressive stance during this week's final presidential debate.
Listen, as somebody who is on the Bush side in this election, I think we both deserve credit that we've both been observing our various candidates.
Yes, you have.
And when they do something dumb, we point it out.
And I'm trying to be biased here, be unbiased, right. Rather. I was going to say, George Bush, you don't need your mommy to come out
thank you.
And fight your battles for you.
Okay. I felt
you
I
don't
felt
need
sorry
your big man mommy to come out. You know, and say,
I think that was terrible, but he did that to my boy.
Come on, please. You big cow?
I felt sorry for her because she's pretty long in the tooth.
Yes, she's getting up
you know,
there.
Dragging her out to make her, and you know, she won't talk about issues. She'll only talk about, right. My son's a good boy.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, she can stay at home.
I mean, I'm still for Bush, but I'm telling you,
especially after watching those movies, I know you're still for Bush.
That's a bad move having your mommy come out.
In fact, all the Bush women are out on the road today campaigning for George W.
What about the Bushmen?
They're all working behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
Criticizing Gore for being so aggressive and quoting Barbara Bush again, I thought he was going to hit George. I'm a bad sport about that.
I'm a bad sport about that.
In
hi, welcome, thank you. I was so upset. I'm his mommy.
George W. is back on.
And I'm for that guy.
Yes, I know.
Well, like you said, they've both done goofy stuff.
Yeah, my guy will do something dumb tomorrow.
You're about to hear some more of it, as a matter of fact. George W. is back on Letterman tonight, even though he ducked out of the Late Show debate that he'd been invited to. Bush's last appearance with Dave was by satellite and included a joke about Letterman's heart surgery that went very flat with the audience.
Bush.
This time, Bush will appear at the theater in person, and although it's not a debate and it's not prime time, in a race this close, it could sway just enough votes to make a difference.
Oh, someone's on the phone.
You better get that.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen, you've never been funnier than you've been this morning.
Thank you.
Either that or I'm all goofy on Pop-Tarts.
That's it. If you want to see how Al Gore hypnotizes a chicken, then watch Regis Live tomorrow morning. Gore taped a segment today in which he demonstrates his chicken hypnotizing technique on Regis instead of on a chicken.
Okay, now listen.
Right?
As dumb as it is to have your mommy come out
and
say that, you know, Gore shouldn't be picking on Bush.
Right.
Gore should not be going on the Regis show.
No.
Showing how he can hypnotize a chicken. I don't care if it's Regis that he hypnotizes.
Uh-huh. They're both these guys are out there trying to prove that they're real human beings. And I think at the end of this election, both their heads are going to pop off and they're going to be springs inside.
If he can do it, he should hypnotize the electorate.
And if he can't, you know, if you can hypnotize a chicken, you can certainly hypnotize Regis.
Absolutely.
I think he's proven that.
God, you're cute.
He instructed Philbin to say only nice things about the Democratic ticket between now and November 7th.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to be a great bit of comedy tomorrow on the Regis show.
Nope. Yeah, because I'm a big mover and shaker.
Gore's running mate was on the show live this morning and recited from memory the complete lineup of the Brooklyn Dodgers from the 1950s.
Grand.
I knew you'd be impressed.
I tuned off before Lieberman came on today. Right. But when I watched the beginning of the Regis show this morning, mm-hmm. Regis was sitting there by himself.
Right.
And they just had a giant curtain in the chair next to him.
Right.
And as it turns out, Madame Trousseau is opening up a wax museum in New York.
That's correct.
And, of course, at one point, they pulled the sheet back, and it was a wax figure of Regis.
Oh, really?
Wearing
in fact,
his,
still a total boycott of Kathy Lee, right?
Wearing his millionaire clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did a bit, which was just awful.
Regis talking to Regis?
Well, Regis talked to Regis, where they had something like we have here, where, you know, you...
Nice Bush.
Where you just, instant replay, you can press the button, and they had a script for Regis.
Oh, God.
Where Regis said...
That's way too much for him to handle.
So, Regis was dressed just like the wax Regis.
Right, exactly.
And he turned and he said, is there anything you'd like to say, Regis? And it took two beat for the guy in the booth to press the button, and you'd hear, I'm only one man. I mean, it was
brilliant.
Just... It was... God awful.
Oh, no.
It was the worst.
Poor Regis.
It was the worst. And I saw on the Today Show this morning that they're starting to promote the fact that Cunny is going to be on next Friday singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You notice her creeping back? Wait, what'd she last? About 3 months before she had to crawl back into our lives?
Yeah. True. And you know what? The wax Regis was more lifelike than the real Regis.
How many people would like to guess how soon before another talk show with just Kathy Lee on some network?
Oh, I would not bet against you in that.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't really.
I don't know if anybody would give it to her at this point.
I bet they would. I bet they would in a minute.
They'd put it on oxygen. Packs.
They'd need oxygen.
Give it to her, too.
Oh, and they got it down to 10 pig lady disc jockeys for the Regis show.
When are they going
to
make the big announcement?
I think tomorrow they are.
It is tomorrow morning.
And do you know, out of all of the women, out of all of the frumpy, ugly housefrau pigs that work in radio, into women who work in radio, the 10 they selected,
right,
9 of them are hot,
right,
with the exception of Delilah.
Delilah!
Delilah, who is a pig.
Fantastic.
Rolling Stone magazine has no comment on a report that it airbrushed Al Gore's crotch.
Okay. Now, this is what I got to comment on.
Okay.
I have to say, this is propaganda from the Gore camp.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
What is it? I don't know the story.
In fairness, I will say this up front, that the editor, the publisher of Rolling Stone, is very pro-Al Gore. So, with that in mind, the magazine has no comment on a report that it airbrushed Gore's crotch on a cover photo of its November 9th issue.
Because he had such a big boner.
Word is, Gore appeared to have an erection underneath his khaki slacks. Now, it probably just looked that way.
The Larry David show?
I thought of that immediately. It probably just looked that way, but the bulge in the original photos doesn't show on the finished product. A website called Inside.com made the revelation, quoting insiders at the magazine.
You know, don't make the mistake, like I did, of watching the Larry David show, immediately following it, watch the Larry Sanders show, because it makes you realize more
how
the Larry David show's got to improve a little bit.
Although I feel like that show's got a lot of potential buzz. Can you hold on a second,
Absolutely.
Please?
Absolutely.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone, beautiful
people. Warning, the following program features no actual coitus.
Well,
the Don and Mike Show.
And today, a Buzz Burbank and News brought to you by Shannon Limousine.
Shannon.
The perfect choice for business or pleasure travel. Call Shannon Limousine today. 703-830-LIMO or go to their website at www.washingtondc.com.
All right.
And now, once again, here's Guy Birdley.
Hi, Donna Mike. Hundreds of airline flights were grounded today after computer radar for flights into the southwestern United States failed twice.
I'm flying to L.A. tonight. What does that mean for me?
You may be having some delays. The grounding order has been lifted. It is being lifted gradually. Departures have begun again, but it will take, they say, the rest of the evening to get things back to normal. The problems actually began at 7 o'clock Pacific time this morning during a software upgrade.
Well,
you know,
that's great news.
Sorry. You know that you're flying at the time you're leaving. You're flying so far that by the time, you know, it's relevant to you, you'll be out there. I think this probably affects flights that are departing more than it does, you know.
I'm departing.
No, I mean departing from the Pacific as opposed to the Atlantic.
I don't know. I called during the break.
Right.
I called during the break.
I think you'll be all right.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I think you'll be fine, though.
Thank you, Mike.
But even without the grocery store, Taco Bell, taco shells, we may all be eating bitchly cow corn. The Washington Post says millions of barrels of genetically engineered corn not meant for human consumption may already have been distributed in a wide range of corn products, including cornflake cereal.
Oh, come on, no.
9 million bushels of the animal feed hasn't been accounted for.
They're making cornflakes out of animal feed.
And the government's finding it in other food products. Genetically engineered corn is thought to produce allergic reactions in humans, but officials say it's not exactly a health risk.
Oh, for God's sake. It has to be cornflakes. It has to be like the great American product.
Cornflakes, you know, could be popcorn, could be all kinds of corn products.
You love
corn,
it.
Corn chips.
You love it.
Corn oil.
You're the great alarmist.
He loves it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
The talk is heating up again that Pope John Paul II is about to retire. Now, an influential European cardinal says he believes that because of his age and the Parkinson's disease, the pontiff might step aside after the first of the year.
It is indeed funny that you mention that, Buzz, because we happen to have His Holiness standing by right here in the studio. Your Holiness, as usual, welcome to our program. And
hello.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing, that you're going to retire.
Don't believe it.
Really, it's not true?
I'm virile, vigorous.
Yes.
Yeah. And Lisa just gave me a boner when she was talking phone sex in my ear.
Oh, my God. Really, Your Holiness? I had no idea.
She said that she would bite on me.
Oh, my God. So you're going to be around for a long time, then. Everything's okay.
Let me say it to you like this.
Yes, please do, Your Holiness.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, the Elvis song.
Won't you come on in?
That's JP2 that say that. I'm so glad you're going to be sticking around for a while.
I'll kick any pussy's ass who says I'm leaving.
Better watch those stories, Buzz.
Okay. Right. Watch it, Buzz, if that is your real name.
Well, it isn't, Your Holiness.
Buzz.
Place. And are you ready to take credit for that song you wrote, Who Let the Dogs Out?
The Pope did that? I thought that was our secret.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know that.
I couldn't keep it a secret anymore.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
The
Catholics will make money for years. They played it. Every frigging sports event.
That is great.
Lots of royalties. That came from JP, too.
Use the noodle.
It's a genius move.
Oh, fantastic. He even directed the video.
No, the Vatican's angry about all this retirement talk. It says what we're hearing...
Yeah, I'm pissed.
It says we're hearing opinions that only serve to weaken the papacy.
What are opinions like, Your Holiness?
They're like a-holes.
Oh, Your Holiness.
I'm goddamn pissed. Oh, that Lisa's so hot.
Yes, she is.
Your Holiness is all hot and bothered.
Yes.
Not bad for a man of 80.
That's right. I tell you, I got no problem getting it up.
Right here.
I'm no Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, I was sad for him. We were sad for him.
Well, and yet happy at the same time.
Sure.
Entertainment Weekly's out with its annual list of the 101 most powerful people in showbiz.
Once again, Mike, I'm sure 102.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah, that's us always. But I hope that someone did bell on the list.
But guess who outranks Tom Cruise and Julia Roberts? It's Les Moonves, the president of CBS Television. He's the guy who put Survivor on the CBS schedule.
I guess we don't have to applaud.
No, we don't applaud for him. What about the other brain at CBS?
I don't believe he's mentioned on the list.
Oh, there's no way.
He's certainly not highlighted on the list that I have seen.
No, he's
so
got
far.
To be on the list.
The guy,
yeah,
who,
you know, if he's on, I'm going to find out if he's on that list. And if you didn't get him on that,
you're
list,
fired.
You're in big trouble.
No, I had nothing to do with it. I just want you to know that right now.
Do you have the whole list?
I don't. I don't. It's actually they're teasing us because this will all be in the issue that's coming out for next
week.
Well,
see, look at him.
He's hovering over your head.
I did not.
There you go. Here's a cufflink for you.
Oh, dear.
We think you're on the list.
I was wearing that.
I'm sure you're on the list, Carmi.
So Les Moonves, who put Survivor on, came in on the top of the list. The guy who produces Survivor, however, came in only 81st. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire host Regis Philbin came in 28th, ahead of the guys who hired him.
What's wrong with America?
That's a joke.
But the guy who invented Napster made the top 10. The magazine says he started a music revolution bigger than the Beatles and Elvis combined. The author of the Harry Potter books came in 5th.
Mm.
David Letterman got big ratings and an Emmy and even a little misty-eyed for the show in which he thanked a medical team for saving his life. But the doctor he thanked wasn't actually there at the time. An actor stood in for the heart surgeon. The real doctor's reactions were taped beforehand and spliced into the show later. The Chicago Tribune reports that the doctor had a non-refundable vacation in Jamaica beginning on the same day as the taping of that show.
There you go, Doc. Take your vacation.
Say, Mike.
The doctor went to the studio. Doctor went to the studio the day before.
Here's my theory.
And he waved at an empty auditorium. He smiled and nodded at a host and an audience that weren't even there.
You know, you did it different. You confused me completely. Like, did you like point
out?
No, it was all there.
Of course.
you got to go sideways.
Different
okay,
view.
Sorry. Because otherwise it looks like this.
Okay, all right.
It's all good.
Maybe the best part of the story is the Letterman show never tried to fool anyone except maybe the viewers at home. Neither the audience nor the reporters in the theater that night said a word about it until now.
Buzz, I got to do this again. You got to get out of here tonight. Hold on, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But before y'all get to beating me up, there's a couple things I want you to understand. First off, you chose me, so you recognize the skills. And I don't want nobody calling me son or kid or sport or nothing like that. Cool?
Cool, whatever you say, Slick, but I need to tell you something about all your skills. As of right now, they mean precisely this.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Now let's go back to Guy Gurley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Actor George Clooney.
Clooney?
Because he's not the monster he's made out to be in an article in Elle magazine. The November issue has a cover article called Don't Date George Clooney. And although the article inside doesn't mention him by name, the female author says she went out with a star from the Thin Red Line who had a fetish for sniffing armpits.
What's wrong with that? That's abnormal.
This week, Clooney faxed a letter to the editor calling the story deceptive and denying that he's the actor in question.
I saw you. I used to look at you in the window and I'd see you shave your arm.
Quoting Clooney,
I'd go to the store and look at the razors that they used to have in the store.
Clooney says, I can't sue.
You and your delightful arm.
You're doing Burt Lancaster, not George Clooney.
But Burt Lancaster, and I'm substituting underarm
for Lennon.
I'm with you.
Thank you, guys.
Clooney says, I can't sue. I guess I could get the boys together and egg your house. The magazine has issued an apology saying it was just poking a little gentle fun.
Ah, listen, George Clooney shouldn't worry. He's excellent. And that movie, Three Kings, that's a movie that holds up.
It's great.
Every freaking time I see it, I stick through the whole movie.
And he's great in The Perfect Storm, too.
Yeah, not bad. O.J. Simpson's getting around the court order that he pay Nicole Brown's family damages, according to Rolling Stone magazine. The magazine says Simpson's doing this by selling his autograph and then spending the money before any of the lawyers can get their hands on it.
You still think he was innocent, Buzz?
I do. He was in church that night, I'm telling you.
There you go.
Rolling Stone says Simpson sells the autographs to private dealers after laying low on that for a year. Although Simpson was acquitted on murder charges in criminal court, he was found liable for the deaths by a civil jury. The magazine says Simpson saved himself from financial ruin by selling autographs and memorabilia from his jail cell. Using his agent's briefcase to sneak stuff in and out of the jail, he made $1 million behind bars.
Jesus Christ.
Simpson's autograph now goes for 8 to 10 times what he was getting before the murders, and I read that among the things they smuggled into the jail for him to sign were panels from football, panels of pigskin that he would sign, and then they would smuggle those back out to a football manufacturer who would then sew them into the spot.
Oh, right.
Amazing. Amorous actor Charlie Sheen says hookers just don't do it for him anymore. He says he thinks it's because he gave up cocaine. The once self-described sex addict says he has tried a hooker or two since drug rehab.
Got to find a hooker or two, boy.
But he says it was depressing because there were no chemicals to anesthetize the guilt or the shame. He says cocaine stimulates the same part of the brain that pornography does. Quoting him, take away the cocaine and all the desires and weirdness are depleted rapidly. But Sheen says he still supports the idea of prostitution, quoting again,
yeah,
it satisfies an appetite. There's less emotional damage between the parties. It's been around for a long time.
Just give me a little lie detector test there, Wendy. You're listening to that story about Charlie Sheen.
What about the question where he said he doesn't do it anymore? There you go.
Anyway. The Dr. Laura TV show is being retooled again.
Oh, there you go. Is retooled another word for being taken off the air?
No, not yet. I think that's the next step.
And, Buzz, did you see that West Wing last night where they kind of had a lady that was representing Dr. Laura?
They especially addressed her last night in the show.
Yeah, Martin Sheen comes into the room and kind of disses this female doctor, says, hey, you're not really a doctor at all. What are you, a PhD? But are you a doctor of medicine? No, not at all. Are you licensed to practice psychological counseling? No, I'm not. It was so directly leveled as Dr. Laura. It was great.
In fact, I borrowed from that a bit. This time, the woman whose doctorate has nothing to do with helping people is being told to go back to her judgmental, finger-pointing ways. Among other things, she has said that gays and lesbians are biological errors. When the show first started, amidst protests from gays and others, Dr. Laura was told to tone it down from a radio show. But the protests continued, the ratings sucked, and the sponsors were dropping like flies.
Right.
Even her apology on Yom Kippur was rejected by the protesters and apparently by everyone else.
You know, I laugh about that. You know, and that has some... It reeks of somebody doing a focus group and saying,
right.
Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement.
Right.
Dr. Laura... It's the perfect time, Yom Kippur. Say you're sorry to the homos.
A major holy day. Take advantage.
Yeah.
Well, the TV show was reformatted after just 2 weeks on the air, and now it's being tweaked again. I'm introducing...
And incidentally, Dr. Laura's not been tweaked for years.
It's a long time. Introducing a kinder, gentler Mike Tyson.
I don't know. There's no need for me to be kind of gentle.
Oh, but you are.
I wasn't kind of gentle when I was in prison.
No.
I didn't like prison.
Why?
You know, I didn't like the shower. I didn't shower much.
Why is that?
The things you see.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, what? I've seen guys' genitals, guys' rectum. I don't like that.
The New York Daily News quotes a source as saying that Tyson has been nicer lately because he's switched antidepressant medications. He's off the Zoloft. And on the liquid Prozac now, according to the source.
Liquid Prozac.
Tyson reportedly got approval of his medical treatment from the various state athletic officials because it neither enhances nor impairs his boxing abilities. Sure, Tyson did say this week that he hates everybody, and he did call an African-American sports reporter the N-word after referring to a Caucasian reporter as a white boy.
Yeah, white boy.
Tyson says people identify with him because he is on the antidepressants.
One more, please, Buzzy.
Are you ready for some more football? Tonight on TV, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers host the Detroit Lions. The Lions are 4-2. The Bucs started the season with 3 wins, but now are on a 3-game losing streak.
Okay, time out. We've got to do a break. So, Tappers, right there, time for a Call 100 Enterprise package. Selected especially for you. Oh, and listen to this. It's 12 months of WWF pay-per-view.
Hey, that's pretty darn good.
So, wrestling fans, call in now. I'm going to cut out of here to make my airplane.
Good. Have a wonderful trip in Los Angeles.
I shall be back on Monday with a full recap, and you have a good time at the President's Cup.
Thank you very much, and we'll have the recaps for everybody on Monday.
Everybody watch Mike on TNT tomorrow, then on NBC on Saturday.
And you'll be back on Monday to tell us all about what it is to have a real speaking part in a sitcom.
Right. That's it. Got to go now. Be the 100th caller, and good luck to you. 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, tomorrow is the best of show as Don wings his way out to Los Angeles, and I'm at the President's Cup. But we have a big week planned for you next week. We will return to New York City.
New York City!
For the Subway Series, and as Don mentioned before, a special studio show for all you New Yorkers for Halloween. It should be a huge week on the show next week, so stay tuned for that. It'll be a lot of fun. And now let's get out of here, Buzz Burbank.
More sports. A Cleveland quarterback, Tim Couch, broke a bone in his thumb in practice today. He'll be out at least 6 weeks. So Doug Peterson will start Sunday against Pittsburgh. Peterson was signed September 1st after backup Ty Detmer was lost for the year with a ruptured Achilles tendon.
This is Sloan Peterson. Rooney, have Sloan out in front of the school.
The Yanks and the Mets will both send southpaws to the mound Saturday night for Game 1 of the World Series. Al Leiter will start for the Mets, Andy Pettit for the Yankees.
Hmm.
The U.S. is off to a 5-0 lead over the international squad after the first day of the President's Cup.
Wow, yeah.
USA!
USA! Subway Series!
The weather was perfect in Gainesville, Virginia, just down the road from Don and Mike World Headquarters. Our own Mike O'Mara will do the introductions at the tournament tomorrow on TNT and Saturday on NBC. Tiger Woods is paired with his old teammate from Stanford against the second-ranked player in the world, Ernie Els, and his partner from Fiji.
Hmm.
The Washington Capitals are not happy with the 4-game suspension handed to Richard Zednik. The veteran winger's been penalized by the NHL for a cross-check on Colorado's Adam Foote. The Caps say Zednik was being mugged by another player and just reacted to protect himself. The 3-minute overtime that came out of that led to the winning goal by Colorado and gave Patrick Waugh his league record, 448th career victory.
Now, with that team, it's always something, Buzz.
Yes, it is.
That's
Caps...
how they get you.
How they get you.
Every year. The Caps are also not happy about not having won a game so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, nearly two-thirds of us have told our significant other a lie to avoid an argument.
Nobody in this
That's
room.
Right.
No way.
Over a third of us have lied about what we paid for something.
Oh, not me.
No.
These are the findings of a new survey by a couple of psychologists who happen to be married to each other.
I don't buy anything, right?
What's the percentage of people that lie to get into a fight?
Not many, I wouldn't think. Do you do that?
That's me all the time.
Way to go. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because she's never in the country.
And she won't listen.
This doctor couple believes that a pattern of lying can doom a marriage, and they say so in a new book. Their survey also shows that nearly half of us think our marriages might benefit from more honesty.
Buzz, you've got an honest relationship, but I do believe that lying benefits a marriage.
Absolutely.
Well, the key words there were nearly half and might.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. That's it. We've got to get out of there. Don, if you're listening, have a fabulous trip in Los Angeles.
Take a leg.
And I'll see everybody out at the golf tournament tomorrow. Let's get right to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
You are very assertive. What is your name, sir?
I'm Mike from Lanham.
Mike, you are caller number 100. Are you ready to hear what you've won?
Yep.
Are you a big wrestling fan?
Of course.
You have won 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events from Comcast Cable and Cox Cable. WWF No Mercy.
No Mercy, brother.
It's in demand this Sunday at 8 p.m. live from Albany, New York. A great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system to order. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, and stay on the line, please, okay?
All right.
That's it. We got to get out of here. It's time to go. And once again, best of tomorrow. We'll be back with a huge weekend recap on Monday's show. So thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Mike.
Thank you and good night, Rob.
Thank you, Mike, and good luck. Knock him dead out there tomorrow.
Yeah. Now a trick we did a few times last week. I'm going to try to throw this in Rob's mouth while he plays the Mary Tyler Moore thing. Let's
here we go.
I don't know.
You might
here we go.
The wind up. There's the pitch.
Oh, I hit the lamp again.
Interference.
I think that's a ground rule double.
I know. I blew it. I'm sorry. That's it. We got to go. So long, everybody.
Till we meet again. Sonny Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.